Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Who's got the wiener schnitzel? Let's see, next we got roast beef au jus. Who's got the roast beef au jus? Last but not least, foot long. Who's got the foot long?
PFW in Progress.
Okay, gang, you know the rules. No humping, no pushing, no sniffing hind.
With Fred Kirsch.
Rule. Host annual
host, host
annual
an annual
annual,
annual
meeting of t-
the big one, International Preservation Society tomorrow night.
Paul Perillo.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
Don't you go dying on me.
And Andy. And Andy?
That set of Hooters you got there.
I beg your pardon?
The owls. They're beautiful.
Andy Hart.
Must have been following us for weeks.
What do you say?
How the hell did they know that I got gas?
Eric Scalavino.
I can't feel my big fingers anymore. They're numb.
Maybe you should wear these extra gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty.
Extra gloves? You've had this pair of extra gloves this whole time?
Yeah. We're in the Rockies.
For now, anyway.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! PFW in Progress.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Can I hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys!
Fellas, think we could listen to the radio or something?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. We're getting closer to the big showdown up in Buffalo. What? It's a big showdown.
Is that what we're left with? A showdown with Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Hey, any game in the NFL in December is a showdown. I don't care what you say.
For this team this year, yes. It didn't used to be
that
way.
I don't care what you say. This is a big game.
This used to be Patriots to win their 13th in a row versus Bills.
No, Fred's right. This is a big game, though.
It's a big game.
Now.
No, it would be a big game
no matter what.
I disagree. I
think you're
14-2, this just wasn't that big a game. It's a big game because you're fighting for your life.
That's a record right there.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
What, quickest fight?
Oh, yeah.
30 seconds after open?
Eight seconds I had that.
Even if the Patriots were, you know, whatever, you know, among the leaders, it would still be a big game because of seeding, probably. It's a big game. December games are big games.
Sure, it's a big game. Run with it.
You know, you could, you know, if you don't want to care about the game, that's fine. But, you know.
I do care about the game. I care about the game greatly.
But, you know, it's.
You're lying your ass off.
I really do.
Whether or not you're going for seeding or just merely to win your division, it's a big game. So,
sometimes the division's already wrapped up by this point.
But then you're going for seeding.
Sometimes that's practically wrapped up by this point.
Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I guess, you know. You're among those spoiled fans that think every year should be 14-2, number one seed, you know, or expect that that's the way it should be.
Nope.
And if it's not, you're going to just belittle everything else that's going on.
I'm with Fred.
That's exactly what you're doing.
I'm just saying it wasn't always a big game.
That's exactly what you're doing. You know, I was thinking about going back out that cold hallway.
I was thinking about the
number of teams, and probably all of them fall in this category, that would be thrilled to be 8-5 with their destiny in their hands, you know, atop their division. You know, there's not
many. What do you mean by all of them?
There's not many teams like us that aren't happy unless we're blowing everybody away.
I don't care about blowing people away.
You know?
Yeah, blowing people away. I mean, no, everybody was happy.
Or running away with it. Running away with it.
You know.
The season.
Yeah.
You brought up the seeding, though, Fred, and I agree with you. Do you know, the Patriots only had the number one seed once.
That's right.
It's
not easy.
That they won the Super Bowl twice altogether.
It's not easy. You know? So it's not easy to win in this league and to do it as consistently
really
as the Patriots have been doing
it. I really have
blocked
out that event in February.
It's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible. We can't lose sight of that.
So we have the answer. It was Thursday this week where Fred turns it around.
But you know
turn what around?
You know what's interesting? It used to be by Tuesday at noon, Fred would have it all back together. Then after that Miami game, it was Wednesday. Now this week, it's Thursday, even after a win.
Next week, it won't be on this show because it'll be Friday.
Well, I'm excited about this team. I haven't given up. I think, you know, they can make a run in – things can fall in place and anything can happen, and we're in the hunt. That's what you're looking to be at this
one day at a time.
In the hunt. It's like your knockout pool, Paul. You're still in there.
And that's even better because I thought I was out.
Right.
Only to find out that
you're still in it. You're still in it. Most fans of most teams would be happy to say, hey, right now, We're still in position to win our division. Not some fans around here. Oh, you know, we got to be, going for the number one seed, and you know everything's got to be clicking on all cylinders. We can't have any hiccups. God forbid. You know, and you know, people make fun of Randy Moss. The fans are the same way.
That's true. That's good.
You know,
what was that one?
People make fun of Randy Moss for, you know, kind of not being able to, you know, deal with adversity. What about the fans of New England? As soon as something happens, oh, it's all over.
That's true.
Everything's terrible.
And I would fall into that category.
You know, they're no better than what they think Randy Moss is.
You know what I've come to find out over the last year or two, Fred?
What's that?
You and Andy hate the fans just like I do. I just pretend better than I do.
I hate the fans that give up.
You pretend better than I do, that's all.
I hate the fans that give up.
I don't pretend.
I don't hate anyone.
You know, if
I know, you're a man of the
If you're that marginal a fan, I don't need to hear from you. You know?
What do you mean?
I want to hear from the fans who watch the game no matter what. But some of these fans, oh, that's it. See you in April for the draft.
No, well, that's...
It's like, you know, but we hear that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but they still watch the game.
Right.
I wonder.
Look.
They do.
I wonder.
The year that the Bledsoe's first year, they were 1-11.
Well.
Remember, they were 1-11. They won their last four. They finished 5-11.
Right.
You still watch the games. Yeah. But you go into the game. You think a real fan goes into a game when you're 1-11 and say, we're going to win this week. No. I watched games. I didn't expect to win. I figured they would lose, but I didn't care. That was my team. I was rooting for them.
But I think now you have a justification to say we're going to win that game because of who's on this team. Back then, this franchise never had any
success. No, but my point
is
you think it's you're not being a fan if you go into a game and you think that something other than a win could happen.
Well, I picked against the Patriots this year. Am I not a fan?
Well, not that week you weren't, according to you.
No, I was.
The only fan around here is Eric. He's never picked against the
Patriots. Yeah. Where is he, by the way?
He's getting
lubricants.
He's getting ready to go outside. I don't envy him.
I saw him in the locker room.
It's
flipping freezing.
And I know it's New England here, and it's like a news bulletin. It's cold in December, but it's beyond cold today
really
with that wind.
Yeah, it really is cold. I checked the weather for Buffalo on Sunday. Upper 20s, still a 30% chance of snow, yeah. Although Saturday night, teens. So, and that's without the wind chill. So with the wind chill, we're probably talking about single digit. Ooh. So dress warmly if you plan to go outside.
Room service.
Saturday night. So,
yeah,
all right. We
come up with a plan yet, by the way?
I don't know. You guys want to have a steak right in the hotel at EB Greens?
You buying? I heard that's ridiculously expensive.
Well, it's a steak place.
I heard it's ridiculous.
Is that where you're going? Do you have to do that?
No, I don't have to. I was just thinking it's right there. I haven't had a steak all season.
Yeah, it is a good place.
I didn't go to...
You took us there, I don't know, 1 year. Yeah. Whenever it's a good place.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the phone number.
A couple of cracks at Randy Moss today, Fred.
Yeah?
I don't know if any of them were successful. And, Doc, I want to put you in charge of... go to the Boston Herald blog. I don't even know what they call it.
The rap sheet.
Okay. Well, just
the crap sheet.
Well, periodically check it out and see if Karen posts anything because she did take a late run at Randy Moss, and they talked for a short time, and I would be curious to see if she has anything. Tom Curran from Comcast Sportsnet also did
Tom
so.
Tom E.
Right.
Curran.
And we talked to Tom about it afterward, and he was unsuccessful. He made a pitch, and Randy said, thank you, but no.
I was actually in the locker room.
You were in the locker room.
So I saw what was going on down there. Randy was there the whole time, but he wasn't talking. Just
we were staking him out the whole time.
Sitting at his locker.
Chatting with Kay Falk for a while.
Yeah, on the phone, talking with Kevin for a while. Wes Welker made a brief appearance, but I didn't see him talking with anybody.
Nope, he turned it down.
Sam Aiken held court when I came in.
What
Everyone was
fuck?
Around him.
Former Bill, obviously.
Who else was there? I saw Matt Slater.
Sean Springs came in late and was getting a lot of questions about Sean Taylor's death and in-season death.
Yeah, speaking of that, we should mention, I'm sure everyone's heard about Chris Henry. You know, fell out of a truck yesterday and died today, and that's too bad. He's had a bad run up there.
Yes, so. Very tumultuous life and pro career, and supposedly was on the right track, and obviously they brought him back. And the story had been written that he had, you know, gone the straight and narrow and kind of cleaned his life up, but this happened.
So, that's too bad. So, condolences to his family and all the Bengals family. I saw Marvin Lewis did a press conference not too long ago. So, it's tough. It's tough to deal with. Even though he was on IR, I'm sure he still was in contact with everybody. So,
and while we're going around the NFL... Not to, jump ship to football news, but Vinny Serrato stepped down and Bruce Allen.
Yeah, now that's something to celebrate on the opposite end of the spectrum. I was reading the posts from the Washington Redskins fans, and they're delighted. They're saying it's about time.
They should be. I'm not sure they should be delighted in the hire of Bruce Allen, but they should be delighted that the Vinny Serrato era came to an end.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good friend of Daniel Snyder, and apparently that's the only reason he's kept his job for so long. It's not just people from afar, but even the people that cover the team on a daily basis say that he had no business being in that job. So, there's rumors now that Mike Shanahan could be the next head coach of the Washington Redskins. That's what I'm hearing.
Really?
Jason Lacombe from NFL.com reported that.
What was that?
Now, so he's not looking for full control then?
I don't know.
I mean, if they've already hired Bruce Allen.
Yeah.
As the GM, I saw speculation that John Gruden would make
sense.
Yeah,
what about Gruden? You know, from their they had a good relationship, didn't
Oakland
they?
And Tampa. Well, yeah. The thing I would say is it didn't work. They won in Tampa before they were a duo and then faded and kind of peed away the core of the team. And
a lot of people upset with me for me saying that I might actually root for the Colts if they meet the Saints.
Oh, now it's might actually?
Yeah, and we should add that we did a little
the Colts
very
suck.
Informal poll yesterday. We continued our discussion up and around the Gillette Stadium offices, and we could not find a single person to agree with Fred.
Okay.
Everybody.
Shocker.
You were there.
Fred is not
going to
agree with Fred in a couple of weeks.
Well, Fred will forget.
I have the right. I reserve the right to change my mind. And,
that's why Fred always ends every argument with
right.
Right.
Conditions on the ground. Dave writes in, I agree with you, Fred, because I don't believe the season's over. This is about this being a big game. No matter how many bad games we had this year, we are still going to go 11-5 and get the number 3 seed. Bengals are going to lose Sunday in San Diego and lose either one or two more after that, and that will give us the 3 seed. Keep up the faith, Fred, because I am. I agree. I am keeping the faith here. Let's see. Zach says, no, Fred, we don't care about the number 1 seed. We want a ring. That's it. With this team right now, extremely doubtful. Okay, well, first, wouldn't it be good to get a seed?
All right. Well, we had the whole Colts or Saints thing yesterday. Here's one for you. A little bit more close to home for the Patriots. Would you rather have the 3 or the 4 seed?
Okay. So with the 3 seed, you're probably...
More than likely, it's going to be Indy, San Diego,
right.
1 and 2.
Right.
Would you rather have the 3 or the 4? You have
4.
A laundry list of teams to play in the wild card round. You could play Denver if you're the 4, more than likely. If you're the three, it could be Jacksonville, Miami, the Jets, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. I mean, there's a million teams.
Right. I don't think it matters at this point.
It doesn't really matter about the wild card round, I don't think, in general. I think the question would be,
would you rather go to Indy or San Diego?
Right. What's
I'd
your
go
answer?
Four.
I would rather, I'm agreeing with Andy. I would
rather
go to Indy and go to Indy in the divisional round rather than go all the way across the country. Yeah. I would.
I'll beat the Broncos, and I'll go beat the Colts.
I'm curious to what the,
how loud was it in San Diego in that playoff game that we stole from them? Was the crowd a factor, do you think?
Pretty loud. They were hopping.
I see. I might lean towards going to San Diego. I don't know. I don't know. This team has had problems with noise this year.
I just think San Diego's playing really good football.
They are. They are.
And I think they are a pretty balanced team. I think they're hard. And
yeah,
you went toe-to-toe with the Colts, and you had a chance.
Now, let me put it this way. Which team would I more... Would I be more gleeful knocking off in the playoffs? The Colts, obviously. If I have a chance,
you were rooting for him to win the Super Bowl.
No, if I have the chance to knock off either San
Diego. Andy, what did you call him yesterday? A walking contradiction?
Yes.
If I have a chance to knock off either San Diego or the Colts, I want to knock off the Colts.
But why don't you want the Saints to knock off the Colts if it gets to that point?
Because if I'd like a chance to knock off the Saints, too, the way their fans treated us.
Okay, I would, just football-wise, I think you have a better chance. I think both are going to be tough games. You're going to be an underdog, but I think you have a better chance of going into Indy and beating
them. You do.
Think you...
I would agree.
I don't feel great about it.
I don't think this is one of those that's going to elicit a lot of spirited defenses of someone's position, because I think it's kind of 6-1, half dozen the other. But I kind of agree with Andy. I think, first of all, the Colts have that choking thing that always hangs over them. You might want to get them as early as possible before they get any success. You play them in the championship, they've already won one game. So now they're saying, this is a different year. We're going to win. You might have them a little antsy if you can be in a close game. You get a situation like you had in the regular season where you get a lead, I think it'll be game, set, match.
Well, chances are, no matter what, you're going to have to go to both of them.
Right. Yeah. So the question is, would you rather go across the country and then back to Indy you did in 06?
Right.
Or would you rather do it the other way around?
Right. Strippers was nice enough to buy us lunch today.
Thank you, Strippers. Outstanding.
In return, we're going to plug Alco Pest Control, serving Palm Beach and Broward County.
County.
That's Alco Pest Control, serving Palm Beach and Broward County.
We were in Broward County last week.
Their web address is alcopestcontrol.com. That's Strippers' friend's company. Alcopestcontrol.com.
Bet you they have a lot of pests in Broward County.
Yeah.
Stinky Florida.
So, thank you for lunch,
Strippers. You're the best.
That is awesome. Coming through there. I kind of feel weird about people buying us lunch.
After 3 years?
I mean, I appreciate it, but, you know.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I enjoy it. And
it's a wonderful gesture on our listeners' part.
I look forward to hopefully it continuing for a long time.
It is our lunch hour. We give up our lunch hour.
We do indeed.
You know?
And we know what the show turns into if we don't get lunch. We have no energy.
We get very
cranky.
What do they call it? Our something is out of whack when you don't have food.
I'm never happy. Blood sugar?
Yeah, blood sugar gets out of whack.
It was so simple that I thought he must be talking about something else, not blood sugar. I thought you were looking for a scientific word.
No, I think it's blood sugar.
Okay. I could have had Jackson come in and tell you that.
You know, what else, guys? So no Bill Belichick today.
No.
The locker room was open, but not a lot of people in it, except for media. There was a lot of media there.
Yes, a ton of media.
Yeah. You know?
Various times, it looked like it was probably about 10-1 media to players. A lot of practice squatters were in there.
Yeah.
Kyle Arrington.
Thomas Williams,
your new favorite player, because you just found out that he existed and was on the practice squad.
Right.
He was getting mocked Bruce Davis was getting mocked for, he was going to get one of those pouch thingies to put your hands in. He said, it's freaking cold outside.
It is.
I don't know why you would ever mock somebody. In a game, okay, if you want to do your little tough guy thing. But on a Thursday afternoon, who's going to see me tucking away?
Especially as the skill position guys.
Exactly.
You need to be warm. That's part of
playing. Don't you
want to
be as comfortable as you possibly can?
But there is a belief that there's a machismo there, whatever.
Right.
None of that should count on Thursday on the practice field, ever.
No. By the way, Kyle Arrington on the active roster.
Sorry, Kyle.
Just wanted to stipulate that.
Close.
All right. 508-543-7482 is the phone number.
What is going on in this world?
Hey, Jim from Texas is on the phone. Jim, how you doing?
Jimmy.
Guys, you are doing awesome today. I'll tell you what right now. There was only one curse word sent out over the radio, which is pretty good really so far. I won't wait 20 minutes in. My bad. Okay, you guys are messing up. Cut it out. But anyways, no, on the upside of the Pats right now, is there any rumor that, or any possibility, I should say, that Wilfrid doesn't play, and if so, would Ron Brace then take over at nose tackle?
I don't think Ron Brace will take over. Right. I think there's a chance Wilfork doesn't play.
Right.
Yeah.
The way he came off last week, came back, and then threw his helmet. No, it didn't look good. And to me, that's a concern. In a wind game with the Bills, a couple running backs.
Yeah, I think you see a combination of Mike Wright and Myron Pryor in the middle there. And
Titus Adams.
Jim,
Titus
he didn't
Adams.
Practice yesterday either.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't? Okay. No, that was my next question.
We don't know about today yet because Eric's not back with the practice report yet.
But I can't see Ron Brace all of a sudden.
No. Well, you know, I got to throw these things out there, and that's why I call your show. As far as the death of Chris Henry, he had 5 arrests in 2 years as a member of the Bengals, and he was taken in the third round of the 05 draft. And I think in all reports indicate that he really had straightened himself out, as he hadn't been in trouble in a long time. And, you know, that to me is really, that's a shame. That's a horrific shame that how it's kind of how it ended for him. He was, ironically enough, he was roommates with Pac-Man Jones. What a team that must have been in their friggin' prime. So, moving forward, as far as buying you guys lunch, never once have I ever thought it was a bad investment. I mean, Fred with no energy and no blood sugar, well, he's basically useless, so.
That's true.
And as far as your argument goes, Fred, you cannot root for the Colts ever because they are a hated rival. You gotta look at it another way, too. I would really rather see Drew Brees get a ring than Manning get a second one. And if the Colts go undefeated, just for argument's sake, and they do play an undefeated Saints team, should they win that game, that is going to be the biggest win in Super Bowl history. That may actually take away from anything that Brady has done the last 9 or 10 years. Your thoughts on that?
It's all true.
Yep.
And Fred,
so you got to root for the Saints. Even and plus the other thing too is the Saints have beaten no one in their entire career. They were us about 10 years ago. I mean, they were just really a bad team. One or two good years out of about 35 of
that's
absolute.
That's kind of why I'm rooting
futility.
For the Saints. I agree with you, Jim.
I'm rooting for him because I don't see any reason not to.
Bill Polian is a piece of garbage.
Well, that
I mean,
too.
The guy deserves. You guys get hit by a cement truck. I mean, honestly, you got to pull for the Saints, Fred. I need you on board with me on this one, pal.
Well, we'll
Come
see.
On, step up.
We'll see. Hey, you know, you say our most hated rival. Who do you really think is the Patriots' most hated rival?
I don't hate them, but I think our greatest rival of the last 7 years or so is the Colts. And
no question.
I'll tell you why. Manning versus Brady. Yeah. And I would tell you this, too. Manning, when he first came in the league in 98, he has had an awesome offensive personnel groupings. He had Wayne and Harrison in their primes.
Not anymore.
Paul and Dallas. He's always had very good offensive personnel. Whereas Brady kind of had the bargain basement offense, but he had a better defense. And I think now it's a little more reversed. I think the Colts have the better defense, but I still don't think Manning is not devoid of talent. Wayne is still a very good football player. That new guy they got there, Garcon, and that rookie out of BYU, he's pretty good. They've got some pretty good pieces on offense. And the running backs, Adai and Donald Brown, they got a solid running game. They got good tight end in Clark. But to me, the one thing about them that makes them dangerous is their defense does not give up points. And if you look at them time and time again this year, that defense is kind of like, you look at it and say, yeah, that's an okay defense, but they just seem to.
I'd like to know where they rank in red zone defense because with their speed.
Well, they're number one in scoring defense, which is the biggest thing.
The scoring defense, they're excellent. Everything else, they're middle of the pack. Jim's right.
But,
that was
the Patriots of 2001. We had a bunch of below elite players like William McGinnis and Richard Seymour as a rookie. But they didn't score. They bend, but they didn't break. They would hold you to a field goal, not a touchdown. And at the end of the game, they gave up 17 to 21 points. That's all you can really hope for out of a defense in a playoff game.
Right. Yeah.
I agree with you. I think they're 17th in yards. They're middle of the pack. They're probably up there in red zone touchdown percentage. But the thing that I've been most impressed with, quite frankly, about Indianapolis this year defensively is not necessarily. you know, the stats as they've done it despite losing all those guys. I thought there'd be an enormous drop-off. Like we saw the first game, the Patriots riddled them.
Yeah.
You know, the first game they played without those four starters, they got destroyed. That's what I thought we'd see, but that was just a one blip. That was the Patriots did it to them, and Patriots were, let's face it, when the Patriots offense is right, it's pretty good.
Right.
But
right.
They haven't allowed anybody else to really do that to them.
Right.
And my final argument as far as who I'd rather play, would you rather play the Colts in the second game or the third game? I think it's all about matchups. To me, San Diego, we match up better against them. I don't know if we do right now, but whatever reason, I almost say this. I think we're going to be the third seed whether we want to or not. And I think this is the way it's going to break as far as that goes. So if that's the case, then we might just, you know, we may get the Colts in game two. And let's not get crazy. We barely lost to that team. We got a shot against them.
I want to play them first.
Of course we do. That's why I want to go there.
I want to go there first.
Who knows? Yeah, San Diego could lose in their first round. We could have a home game for the AFC Championship.
And finally, guys, I wish you guys all a Merry Christmas. I'm going back to Georgia tomorrow, and I'll be listening to the podcast on my way back. Guys,
all
have
right.
A great one.
Thanks, Jim.
Merry Christmas,
Jim. Texas.
Thanks, Jim.
You know, I understand what Jim is saying about Colts being our biggest rival, certainly on the field, no doubt. But as a team and as an organization, I think the Jets are still
the hate is the Jets, yeah. But I think the rival is the Colts.
Well, I've grown to really respect the Colts.
Well,
really have.
Yeah, you're talking about two different things because the Jets thing to me is not a football thing at all. It's a personal rivalry.
Right. Well, that's you know how I am. That trumps, the football.
I have no idea. How
I
you
think
are.
That
I hate the Jets.
But when you talk about,
you should.
You know, I can lose to the Colts and stomach it. The Jets, I want to kill myself. You know,
it's all we got.
I can't. What am I going to add to that?
You know, that's a personal affront, losing to that team. It really is.
I just think that when you're dealing with rivals, it was in this decade, in this run, it was Pittsburgh, and then it was Indy.
Right.
Indy to me has superseded it because it's lasted longer.
Yeah. So, but
the Jets to me are a pimple on the ass of society.
From a game standpoint, but just
from
an organization, we hate them.
If Bill doesn't like Tannenbaum and all that, to me, it's a personal thing between them. I don't, the Jets.
No,
I don't hate the Jets any worse than I do the Dolphins.
Oh, I do.
In terms of division rivals, I hate them both.
I do. I hate them. I hate them.
Buffalo is irrelevant, so they don't come into the equation.
Buffalo is just
like the division rivals. I hate the division rivals. I always have.
So. All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. Doc says we got to take a couple breaks today because he's got some funny stuff. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter.
We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan!
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and a member FDIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
The Patriots are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and you can too at the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop is the place to find all the official 50th season merchandise. Everything from the 1963 jerseys the players are wearing this season to polos, sweatshirts, and hats featuring the original Pat Patriot logo. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots merchandise, including many 50th season items that you won't find anywhere else. Located next to Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place, the Patriots Pro Shop is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day at PatriotsProShop.com. And if you order from PatriotsProShop.com, we'll ship your order for just $5. You'll know it's authentic when you order from PatriotsProShop.com because your item is being shipped from Gillette Stadium. Celebrate 50 years of Patriots football at the Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines. And now, great moments in Shop Talk history.
So were there any tailgating supplies that you've seen in your college tailgating that you wish the pro shop sold?
You know, what's good? You have the, is it called cornhole where you throw the...
Yeah, we got it.
Do you have those? Do you have one of those?
That's another great moment for Shop Talk.
Very good, Doc.
Is it called cornhole?
Cornhole.
Wow. And it's
She's
tailgating.
Not going to like that one either.
Tailgating and cornhole. That goes together.
She needs to get her mind out of the gutter.
Yeah.
Cornhole?
She's, you know, those Seminoles.
And we're the dirty one.
Actually, she's
Gator.
She's a Gator.
Yeah. All right. Upset. She'd probably be the most upset about that.
Gator, cornhole? I hardly know her.
Gladiator was much better.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. So you guys think the Colts are the biggest rival of
this? Yeah, not of all time, just of this particular run.
Yeah, I just don't hate them the way I used to hate them.
And John was right. If they win over 16-0, and I mean, that's going to be like one of the all-time greats. That catapults Manning up the ladder.
Yeah, it's not about. I understand what you're saying, Fred. You're talking about hatred. I just mean that's the team that you had to beat, you measure yourself against every year. To me, right. It was the Colts.
Well, Josh from Arlington says, yesterday Fred said he could not hate the Colts any more than he does already. I asked Fred to consider this before rooting for the Colts against the Saints in an undefeated Super Bowl, should it happen. At this point, the Patriots are certainly in consideration to be the team of the decade, as are the Steelers. I think it is pretty much between those two. Maybe not so much the Steelers anymore after this disappointing season. Should the Colts finish the year with an undefeated season and a second Super Bowl championship, I would guess they might supplant the Patriots as the shoe-in team of the decade. I know the Patriots would have three championships to the Colts two, but given the Colts' regular season dominance and the completion of an undefeated season, I think they would be elevated to a serious threat in the discussion. Could you really not hate them any more than you do already, Fred? I am pretty sure I could find just a little more hate for them if they win it this year and ruin yet another bit of Patriots glory.
See, I don't think it'll change the team of the decade. To me, it's still the Patriots.
I agree with Andy.
You both think that even if they went undefeated, and Patriots would still be the team of the decade.
Yeah. I do, but I also don't really care about that stuff.
I don't
as
really
much
either.
As a lot of other people do. Team of the I don't think of the Green Bay Packers as the team of the 60s, the Pittsburgh Steelers as the team of the 70s. I don't care about that. I mean, I know the teams that have won titles, won multiple titles. You know, and I think the Patriots won three titles. So if people are going to consider them the team of the 2000s or not, I don't care. I think they are, because I don't think anybody gets to win more than the Patriots did.
Cormac says, so Fred's terribly judged decision to root for the Colts in a Colts-Saints perfect record Super Bowl led me to a question. Maybe I'm reaching here with this one, but here we go. So, guys, which do you go for? The Pats go 19-0 in 2007, Brady retires afterwards, and then the Colts go 19-0 in 2009, or Pats lose to the Giants in 07, Brady remains for 10 more years, and the Colts lose in Super Bowl this year to the Saints, and Peyton's head gets circumcised by Bush. That's Reggie Bush.
By Bush.
For me, I used to go for option one, but now with the Colts' inclusion, I want the latter.
Yeah, to me, the option one is even less valuable if the Colts
right.
So you went 19-0, Brady retired, and a year later, the Colts matched your effort?
Right.
That totally devalues everything you guys wanted.
Well, it's funny about it.
And you lost Brady.
In typical fashion in a PFW argument, the events that have since transpired have led both to believe that they've proven their point.
Right,
right. And Andy says, see, well, look, who cares about undefeated? 2 years later, there's two teams that are vying to be undefeated. And Fred says, see, now if we had won it all, we would have been special.
Right.
Someone else is going to be special. Right. So it has done nothing to clear it up. It's been kind of fun.
Finally, after your comments on Tuesday that my wedding email and lunch was mentioned on last Thursday's show, I went back and subjected myself to listening again to that show to double check. As I thought, it wasn't. Not that I really mind, just didn't want you guys to think I was drunk on Friday listening back to it. Now Thursday, well, of course, I was drunk then. By the way, tell Anthony from Naples to hook me up with good places to eat when I go to Florida on my honeymoon in April.
Nice.
So. Could we have had that whole conversation off the air?
We did. I told you that. I knew we hadn't said it on the air.
We are pathetic.
We are.
We must have talked about it off air and thought that we said it on air.
Which is why,
or maybe we're supposed to be on air and Doc screwed it up.
That is
blame it on Doc.
That's more likely the case.
Yes.
Doc, you do a fine job. That is not the case. Despite that noise that just emanated from your behind the glass that was loud as a tractor trailer.
I agree
truck.
With what you just said. Doc, you do a fine job. That is not the case. I agree exactly what he just said.
Thank you.
Jason from Ireland.
I'll make sure you guys get your Christmas bonuses.
Oh, thanks.
Jason from Ireland living in Barcelona. There can be no cheering for the Colts under any circumstances.
Going still back, unanimous.
Going back for
a minute, going global.
I didn't get a chance to email the show yesterday to Sarah Goose's comments during the first half of the Carolina game and after what had happened during the preceding week. I couldn't believe the Patriots came out totally flat, and you could feel the apprehension around the stadium. I really felt that the season was on the brink of disaster, and the team was on the brink of losing whatever confidence they still had. Fortunately, instead of going ahead by 10 and blowing it, they stumbled and bumbled but came up with the big drive when they needed to and finished the game. Hopefully, they will build on that and have a much improved performance in Buffalo. Did you feel the same?
Surprised that they came out that flat? Not really.
I agree that all the stuff about I thought the season was on the brink.
Yeah.
I agree with that. The only thing that I wouldn't necessarily agree with in the email is that the way the game unfolded and eventually transpired, that doesn't leave me feeling much better heading forward. I need to see Patriots football before I start feeling good, and I need to see it on more than one occasion. And we didn't see Patriots football on Sunday, that's for sure.
Do we know what Patriots football is this year?
Well, that's
I think
the question.
This year you do.
The question is, Fred, it may not be in the 2009 Patriots. That's a very good point.
It's inconsistent.
Interesting stats, 2-0 with Andy's boy in the starting lineup and 2-0 with AD benched. And with regards to Moss, I think that if he doesn't get out of his funk in the Buffalo game, Brady will go all in and name his baby Randy on Monday morning. Do you think this would be enough to get him back on track?
That'd be like Mangini doing the Brett Favre thing.
Brett, yeah.
That would be, no, he wouldn't do that. She wouldn't.
I'm excited to be a head coach.
But there was a feeling, by the way, on the sideline of that game and talking to some of the, we mentioned this yesterday, talking to some of the guys that are down there on the sideline, there was a lot of apprehension going on. It was a sense of urgency during the course of that game. And the players openly admitted that, not knowing why, but the focus wasn't there in the first half. And they were flat. You know, Brady said it, Falk said it, Welker said it. And I think that in a lot of ways that Welker and Brady sort of lifted the team, you know, and to a lesser extent, Falk. I thought Falk made some big plays too.
And Maroney.
But the plays that, you know, I think that the season was kind of hanging there.
Yeah, it was.
For a second. And if they had lost the game, I think it'd be over. Even though it wouldn't necessarily mathematically be over, I think we'd be done if we had lost that game.
I think Ty Warren and Wilfork felt the urgency.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but, you know, it's one of those teams that you can't count on that every week because it's not the same veteran-type team that they had before. So you're going to have to work on that every week. Every week, remind them, 60 minutes, must win, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think inconsistency is what this team is. Everything that fans are saying, why does it look like they're X, Y, and Z? Because they are X, Y, and Z. That's why it puts an even more importance on Brady and Welker and the guys you really can count on. If they don't do their thing at a high level, then you got no chance because no one else is going to. The old days, you'd have, oh, my God, Ben Watson had 140 yards or something, or this guy stepped up, or, you know, one guy goes down the other. I don't feel like they have those guys ready to step in and step up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Remember, today at 4 o'clock is the B-low. No, 2 o'clock. No.
4 o'clock.
Who's on at 4?
I'm not John the brightest Rook. Guy
I'm only kidding. John Rook's on it, too, but B-low comes on at Fantasy Forecast.
Now, is he in the midst of the 8 crazy nights?
Or the Fantasy
nights?
Lowdown.
Is he in the midst of the 8 crazy nights?
Yes.
Are you, too?
Yes.
What did
you get last night?
Nights?
Nothing.
I thought you got 8 gifts every night.
Oh, Hanukkah.
That's not how that works?
I thought
it had something to do with fantasy
I've football. Grown up a little bit.
I still open Christmas presents, and I'm an adult.
Just don't do 8. One big.
Hanukkah's mostly for kids.
So is Christmas, but
no.
Still. No, says the guy who got a Red Ryder shotgun.
I want stuff.
What do you want?
Good stuff, you know.
Yeah, don't give him a gun this year. It'll be suicide.
I need a new set of headphones.
If we lose to the Jets in the playoffs, they'll
Looking
kill
for
some.
A good set of headphones.
Yeah, you probably want the...
Well, I want good ones.
Those like $1,200 ones?
No.
The
in-ear headphones.
What's his name?
Oh, Dr. Dre. I go the opposite.
The magic ears?
Bother me.
What's Matt? No, no, no.
Those are the ones that are molded to fit right inside your ear.
Dr. Dre makes some good headphones, right?
Dr. Dre.
Sure makes some good headphones. Sennheiser.
Sure. Never heard of Sennheiser.
We should have some Sennheiser headphones coming for the studio.
Whatever happened
soon.
To that Apple guy that
are
we
Are they
knew?
German? He jumped ship.
Did he?
Are Sennheiser's German? Because, you know, everything made in Germany is good. The guy on the Slap Chopper told me. What?
Ever hear of Dan Dierdorf?
Yeah, sort of. Didn't know he was German.
You should YouTube the Slap Chop rap if you haven't seen it already.
There's a Slap Chop rap?
Yeah, it's hysterical.
Oh, that's a good thing. Febreze just came out with a sport model for, like, shoes and bags and stuff. That's a good idea.
They use it in the locker room. They get it by the case.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah, by the case. Huge cases show up at the door.
That's good.
Remember? Vince Wilfork uses it for his pads to stay
funky
fresh.
They get funky.
Yeah, funk-free.
Funk-free and smelling fresh.
508-543-7482 on the phone right now is John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Johnny!
Good. How you guys doing?
Great.
This is my annual thank you so much for what you do for us during the season phone call.
Oh.
Except you didn't have time to do it the other day when you cut us off and jumped ship.
I was some crazy all of a sudden scream into my phone and you guys were gone.
What?
Really?
Do you have a magic jack?
Weird,
that's Doc.
Like, electronic weirdness. I don't know.
Are you using a strange form of one of those?
I'm not using the magic jack or anything.
Or any of those things? There's a new one. I forgot what its name is. It's like a Indian name or something. Some weird name to it.
Yeah. You know what Skype is? Skype.
Skype.
Back in the days with the Skype.
Skype is already like out of.
Is it?
Fashion?
Is it? I thought they still used it on, like, CNN, going to the Skype.
A lot of people still use it, yeah.
Huh, interesting.
So I've been thinking lately with this, the lack of, you know, a lot of talk about the lack of Brewski and McGinnis and whoever else would sort of step up and shake people up, that it's ironic that in terms of personality and temperament and intimidation factor, that one of the people who would maybe naturally fit that is Adalys Thomas. But... obviously, he's not a fit at all.
No, but I thought it was Gunnu. I just saw the Pulse story I wrote in training camp about him. Do you remember when they had the long play and he tried to chase it down?
Yeah.
And then he was joking around with Bill, and we all thought he was going to be Mr. Leader.
Right. I remember the story. Yep.
He's leading the pack. It's just going in the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
Now, what do you buy about his behavior lately? Is there any chance that he's sort of trying to get – did he see that public opinion kind of went against him, and now he's trying to get back into the fold, or is he just still a jerk?
I mean, he said all the right things. He said all the right things this week, the things he probably should have said a week earlier.
I just think this is one of those deals where I just think that he doesn't like the way he's been treated, and I don't think anything's going to change that. You know, I know that a lot of other people think it's been an effort thing. I haven't really seen much of a change in his play in the 3 years he's been here. Now, maybe he hasn't been trying all 3 years. I don't know. But he hasn't been the impact player that he was sold as, I don't think, from the time he got here.
I agree with Paul. I don't think he likes it here. I don't think he's happy. I mean, he as much as said that last week, but I don't think he's really willing to go all in and go like Keyshawn Johnson or one of these guys and just pack it in and really become a, you know, a Terry Glenn or any of those. He's kind of towing the line for as long as he has to before it comes to an end.
Which would be harder for him here anyway, because Keyshawn Johnson was not in the same situation as Adalys Thomas coming to a team with Bill Belichick, having won, you know, three Super Bowls. And Terry Glenn, you know, even in that situation, obviously, the Patriots hadn't gotten to that point yet. So.
Yeah, but I think if he wanted to, if he wanted to just say, F it, I'm not going to do, you know, if he tells me to go left, I'm going right. I think right. He could if he wanted to.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's a good thing for your career as a professional.
Right, and that would be the only fear about playing him at this point is that, you know, he's truly insubordinate.
But I don't think
and he's
would.
Disruptive that way. I don't think that would be
Once
the case because of what Andy said.
Attached to you, it's attached to you.
Yeah.
But you don't think he's being that way this week?
No.
You
no.
Don't seem like his
well, he was at the he was at a charity event last week with the owner and a bunch of other players, and
I think he'll be active.
He seemed
this
in
week.
Good spirits, and you know, like nothing happened.
That was this week,
Tuesday.
Yeah, that was earlier
oh,
this.
Did
week.
Did I say last week?
Yeah, that was
I
earlier
last
this
night.
Week.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Well, that's
Tuesday
wrong too.
Tuesday night, he was there.
Yeah, I think he's
I think
just kind of playing out
in the game
stretch
this
here.
Week, though, John. I mean, I don't know if he's going to go out there and you know. Play like a man possessed or anything, but I think that you'll see him out there this week.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an opportunity for him, and maybe Belichick says, "Okay, I'm going to throw you out there for a few plays, see how it goes."
Yeah,
and, you know,
I wouldn't expect anything grand to come of it.
I wouldn't expect anything different than what we've seen from him playing for 3 years. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Just like he started in London after the debacle with Tennessee.
And he was
and he
fine.
Played one play, jogged off, and then they would, when it was a running situation, he'd come back on, and he's just kind of a guy. As Bill said, he's no different than Rob Ninkovich, Pierre Woods, and those guys.
I think that what we do a lot as media is we throw the buzzwords around, you know. Be interesting to see if that lights a fire under his ass, you know, and we get more. I don't necessarily
motivations
think,
for kindergartners.
I don't think that's part of the equation here. I think Bill... You know, we make fun of Bill for his cliches, but I think in this particular case, he is operating like Andy said.
It
he's
is
no
what
difference
it is.
Than there's for Bill. There's no difference between Pierre Woods and Rob Ninkovich. He's part of a rotation. He's a rotational player. I don't think you're going to go out and see him have three sacks on Sunday.
Right.
Now, with that said, you know, I'm sure he will, just because that's always the way it works.
This is maybe not fair because I don't think it was completely this person's fault, but it didn't help that last week. When you guys were playing that clip from the locker room and you hear that obnoxious, sorry, Sean, sorry, AD, or whatever, you know, that little sort of like mocking authority, whatever,
yep.
That went on. And then in the game to see Sean Springfield burned for a touchdown, the first time you notice him all season. Although, like I said, it's kind of not fair because I'm sure the coverage is, it wasn't just Sean Springs. It might not have been primarily his fault.
No, it was
but
Brandon
Merriweather.
It was Merriweather's fault.
Sean Springs said it was, thanks, Merriweather.
Well.
He
That's
threw Merriweather under
Sean
the bus.
Springs thinks it was Merriweather's fault. We
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah, I do, too.
The fact that
Wait,
the
did
coaches
Sean Springs
were...
say that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Post-game.
I mean, I don't care if it was Merriweather.
Right.
Yeah, it was definitely the wrong thing to say.
He said, thanks, Merriweather, kind of joked and smiled and said, yeah, but I'll take the brunt of it. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus after he had already thrown him under
right,
the bus.
Right, after he backs
that's
up on him.
That's worse than throwing him under the bus. It's
yep.
a combination.
Yep,
right.
I agree.
Yep. What's his contract like? I mean, we can cut him at the end of the season.
Cumbersome.
Well, I mean, it's dead money.
Yeah, three
right,
years, 10-point-something million, something like that?
I thought it was 15.
Is it 15?
I thought it was total 15.
14-point-something.
Oh, yeah, 14 and change.
It's a lot of money.
But
now,
you're going to eat it in the uncapped year with Thomas and maybe
these rules might benefit them from that. That might be why they signed such a big contract to him, figuring if it doesn't work, we'll have no...
You know,
that's
know.
Good spin, Paul.
You know,
we knew he was going to stink, so we did it in the year before the uncapped
year. You know, it's funny, though.
You don't
though.
Think they'll spin it
You know,
that
now
way?
That I think about it... If
and
I,
so it begins.
If I were the owners... You know, short of collusion, amongst each other, I say, look, let's make it so that we can start fresh after that uncapped year and, you know, get rid of all these long-term, you know, salaries that we, you know, that we want to get rid of. Let's have that year uncapped. Let's not rush to get a CBA done before the uncapped year. Make the rules so that we can accelerate everything in that year so that we can start with a clean slate. With unwanted guys with the new CBA.
But I'm not sure they're all going to be on board with doing that.
No, but why wouldn't you?
Because there's a lot of teams that haven't gotten themselves in a
right.
situation where they have to do that. So why should they level the playing field?
Well, I think that they're – wouldn't you say
what long-term contract do the Patriots need to get out from under?
Adalys Thomas.
Yeah.
Long-term?
Well, money. I mean, $8-plus million cap hit.
It's the money part. You don't want to have that dead money.
I don't think that's that cumbersome. I don't think you could compare that to some other teams that might have three or four of those.
Yeah.
For a lot bigger money. I don't think that the teams that aren't in cap hell would want to level the playing field.
It could be a bargaining chip, though, because maybe those teams that are in cap hell, or at least in a position where they have guys they want to get rid of, they might want other things. And you say, look, you know, if you let us do this, we'll give you that.
I also don't think it's going to matter whether they, quote-unquote, intentionally want to have that. That uncapped year is going to happen.
Oh, yeah. But I think he's talking about before now. They're dragging their feet because of this. This is a reset year. They're going to use it as a reset year.
Exactly.
And that's why they're dragging their feet. I don't agree with it. I think it's wrong, but...
Yeah. By the way, they have another CBA meeting, I think, tomorrow.
Who's they?
The owners and the NFLPA.
Okay.
So.
All right,
John. Right. Thanks for calling. Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you.
Ho, ho, ho.
And you can check out John's Friday Outtakes.
Worth the read every time.
.com every Friday. So... Make sure you read that. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. What's this? Lawrence in Oregon. Fred,
Larry.
Let's see.
Hello, Larry.
If you ask him nicely, I'm sure Eric would be more than welcome to give you headphones for Christmas. I have a feeling headphones is something out of the Urban Dictionary.
I was thinking he was just supposed to separate the word. I'm sure if you asked him nicely, Eric would give you headphones for Christmas.
So, I don't know what that means.
What do you think tonight, Freddie?
We got
Indy Jacksonville tonight. I know we haven't started the picks, but it's getting late. I know you have to rush. Interesting game.
Yeah, we'll see how much the Colts have 29 guys on the injury report, see how many of them
Manning's
play.
Manning's talking about playing start to finish now?
I thought he would. He's not injured. He'll play. But I'm going to...
He ain't going to play all the games, just so you know.
Well, you talked to Bill Polian?
Well, I think Tony Dungy's a little closer than you.
Actually, he's not. We're both about the same distance from the team right now.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case.
I wouldn't want him talking to my players if I was Bill Polian or whatever the guy's name is that's the head coach now.
Exactly.
Yeah, you and Bill, I mean, you and Dungy are right there, neck and neck. You know, whatever the guy's name is.
Would you?
It wouldn't matter what I want. I'm sure he's a grown man. He can talk to people.
And Peyton Manning's a grown man, and I actually think Caldwell probably turns to Dungy for advice, but.
I don't think so.
I'm not even getting into that. I'm just saying.
Why don't you think so?
I wouldn't want him talking to Tony Dungy.
They've moved on. I don't think you want ex-coaches meddling.
Where's the meddling?
Meddling.
All I'm
giving
saying,
advice, even.
He didn't give any advice. He's telling you what they're telling him.
Well, he doesn't know.
Oh, I know.
Because he's as close you as
do.
You.
508-543-7482. Mike from Puerto Rico's on the phone. I hear Mike calling all the shows. Mike, I know you're calling all the shows.
Never.
Yes, you do. Admit it.
No, I know. Which show are you talking about?
I heard you on EEI.
I don't even know what EI is.
Well said.
I know. I've heard you.
That should be a promo for us. I don't even know what EEI is. Listen to PFW in Progress.
I don't even know what that is. I throw up on my nieces and my nephews because I don't have any kids.
Okay. Do you have any nieces and nephews?
I'm sorry?
Do you have nieces and nephews?
The most beautiful and joyful children in the world. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take your word for it. But there's someone named Mike. Who sounds exactly like you.
That plug is going to cause lunch.
No, not me. Hey, listen, guys, how happy are you over the win this weekend?
Not as happy as you might think if it was prettier and... I don't know. I didn't feel great. I
the
told
least
Fred
happy,
immediately.
About
coming
the least
out of that
happy
locker
you
room,
could be after
I had
win.
No better a feeling than the week before, maybe even worse.
This is what I said on the TV show. I'm happy to have won a game where they didn't play well. Because they've played well in lost games.
That's what they said.
You know, and I think it's true.
That was their rallying cry.
You know,
we've played better and lost, so we didn't play
you know,
well.
Based
we
on
won.
What they've done late in games this season, you would say they're going to lose this game. Especially after Sammy Morris fumbled that ball.
I was thinking to myself, they're going to lose this freaking game.
See,
Carolina.
So you're
Panthers.
One of those teams that fans that's given up.
Okay, let's be serious for a second.
I thought when John Fox went for the field goal at the end of the first half, when it was 7-0, there was a chance that the Panthers were going to take a 2-score lead to the half. I was getting worried. But then once he did that and the Patriots responded with a touchdown, I never, ever thought the game was in jeopardy again. But the play never really improved for the Patriots. That's why, yes, they won, and I feel about as bad as I could after a win. Certainly better than I felt against Miami, but, you know.
I don't know. I can honestly say, and I want to get this comment out before I give you my opinion on this. If it were not for Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, would there be a better MVP candidate than Wes Welker?
Yeah.
Brett
Favre.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Except those three.
Tom Brady.
Really? Over Wes Welker?
Absolutely.
So, this is a good question, though. Just the Patriots, if you had to pick an MVP right now, who would it be?
But why do you have to?
For me, Tom Brady.
You would pick Tom Brady?
Yeah, 6 days a week and twice on Sunday.
Not Vince Wilfork?
He would probably be second.
But, and you don't like Wes Welker?
Maybe third.
Maybe third.
Yeah, definitely third.
Ben Watson over him?
No. Ben Watson checks in about 43rd.
And Copen.
Telling me that Wilfork or Brady is carrying a heavier burden than Welker is? When Welker's not having a good game, when he's not there, we lose.
And when Welker does play well, you sometimes lose too.
That's a good point.
We're
almost
losing.
He catches 10 passes every game. They've lost 5 out of 13.
I know, but just imagine if he weren't there.
Yeah, but it does, you know.
What would happen if he wasn't there?
This gets into the whole
thing. They lost the same proportion with and without him.
Yeah, that's why a guy on a really bad team who's amazing, when it comes to MVP, that's different than great player to me. And I see Paul's point.
It's different than stats to me. I know you make fun of me about this all the time. I'm not infatuated with the number of catches as I am about the number of plays. On Sunday, Wes Welker made plays. It was about more than 10 catches on Sunday. For a lot of the year, I think he's caught a lot of passes that have just kind of been a lot of catches. Tom Brady, to me, when he has been at his best, there's been a clear difference. And I think the team MVP is Tom Brady. Now, I don't think Tom Brady is anywhere near the NFL MVP conversation.
Right, not this year.
This year.
No. Not this year.
I'd have to disagree because I've seen particular moments within the year where you could tell that his attitude, his demeanor, his body language, whatever you want to call it, and I know that's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, it's not been the best. I have never seen Wes Welker down either on himself, on the team, or on the game.
Well,
Mike,
I see what you're saying, but
play?
I think you could make I could make a better case of Wilfork being the team MVP this year. He's been the one consistent solidifying factor on defense.
I could be swayed by that argument, Freddie.
You know?
I could be swayed. I thought I was really strong with Brady, but you know what? You're right. I mean, on a consistent every game basis, it's hard to argue against Wilfork.
Yeah.
What do you think, Andy?
Oh,
I'd be all in
you
Brady.
Were giving me. I
just think quarterback is so much more important.
But I just think everything. I mean, what we're in right now, the Randy Moss, dealing with Randy Moss on a weekly basis.
Right.
Never having more than two weapons. You know, trying to make Isaiah Stanbeck, Julian Edelman, Sam Aiken.
Well, that's why I think it's been all about him.
I think it's Brady.
That, you know, we're talking about body
language.
He's
having statistically his second best season.
But can
he has two guys, and one of them tries when he wants.
Can you imagine about this whole body language thing if he didn't have to worry about all these moving parts of the third? I mean, we wouldn't be talking about body language if he had guys where they're supposed to be. I mean, do you know 8 out of his 11 interceptions have been intended for Moss?
Yeah, I heard that.
What do you think that's for? What do you think Brady thinks on some of those?
Is that right?
Yeah.
That is a great
stat. You know what? Let me say this. That was said on the radio yesterday. Take it for what it's worth. Maybe they had it wrong.
Right.
But I heard that on the radio yesterday. Felger said it. Maybe it's wrong. He's got to bug up his ass about Moss.
Right.
Maybe it's incorrect.
I don't know. I can think of 3 right off the top of my head.
Well, like the last 4 out of 5 have been intended for Moss.
All
that
right.
I can remember.
But just to get confirmation from what you said, I also heard it on ESPN, and they quoted it to be Elias Sports Bureau or something like that.
Oh, good.
Elias Sports Bureau, yeah.
Well, I take Elias Sports Bureau. They're pretty good.
Well, that's a very telling
stat. But don't you
stat.
Think that Brady probably feels that at least some of those weren't his fault?
Possibly.
Who's taking the blame for him, including on this one?
Yeah.
he took the blame for it on Monday. Yeah. Put that one on me. I don't think that was on him at all.
Just to get off and let you guys know, you guys are very concerned over what happened over the weekend. I was concerned, too. I thought they should have blown that game out of proportion, you know. It should have been a blowout. But you remember, I think it was in 2001 with the Brian Cox hit on, what was it, Jerome Payton?
That's right.
That kind of lit a fuse under the team or something. I feel that way. When they knocked Welker down, I mean, they blasted him, and he got right back up and just went at him and at him and just, you know, took that whole drive and said, you know what, we're going to score here. Forget about Tom Brady. Forget about Randy Moss. Forget about Lawrence Maroney. We're going to score. And you could see it in his eyes. You could see it in his passion. And then that people just fed off of that. Kevin Falk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that was the defining moment of this season, just getting blasted, getting back up and saying, you know what, we're going to score.
We were talking about that. If the season goes bad, you know, they don't do any – the defining moment will be fourth and two. If they
turn it around.
Turn it around. I don't think we've seen the defining moment yet. I don't think we've seen it yet. It's still to come.
I like your going out on a limb, Mike. You're saying right now that was the defining moment of the season.
See,
I can
get
appreciate
the sense
that
at the time.
I didn't either, but yeah. It's fine. I appreciate people that do it in the time and not do it 20.
If you want to go about the time, the Brian Cox hit on Jerome Payton
right.
To me was a run of the mill everyday play that somehow became romanticized over the course of a season.
I'll tell you what was defining about that night when Brian Cox said throughout the speaker system, I'm not the kind of man who bleeps
right.
Another man's bleep.
The Patriots killed the Colts that day.
And
I don't think it had a lot to do with Brian Cox's hit.
Well,
everybody, like you said, everybody points to that particular point.
I know, everybody does. You're right.
The Patriots up to that point weren't known as a tough team in 2001. They played the Rams in the regular season, and about four Rams got carried off the field. And Mike Martz said, this is a good team that we just played. You know, it's probably the toughest team, toughest game we've ever had physically. But I think that started with that Payton hit. I think that's why.
I think you started that.
I didn't start
Did you
that.
Start that in the little DVD? Did you do something on it?
No, they were talking about that during
the season.
It's
probably something the coaches have talked about a lot.
Yeah.
But couldn't you turn that around
like
and
Cox.
Basically say at the same time, you know, this is a week that went through a week of turmoil. This is a team that went through a week of turmoil. The teams looked divided. Everybody was talking about how the crowd was flat, the team was flat, everybody was flat. You know, we weren't performing, we weren't executing. And then just at that glimmer of moment, whenever I cringe, I said, he's not getting up. But he just bounced up, and he caught four more passes during that drive. It's like, man, you can't keep us down, you know?
But other than this show, I haven't heard other people talking about that.
I'll be the first one.
You would be.
But the problem with the whole week of turmoil thing is it led into a second week of turmoil.
Right.
The defining moment you would argue turned it around.
I would argue this week of turmoil has been a bigger week of turmoil than last week. Last week, there was four guys that showed up late that Bill sent home. That was it. I mean, that was the turmoil. This week, you're talking about one of your big-time players may or may not have tried in the last game, and there's been a lot of preoccupation with players and coaches on the team having to defend him.
But that's
turmoil.
In the sense that you're looking at, and this is, when you look at the week, last week's turmoil, it's us against us. You know, we can't get it together. We can't be professional. We can't get there on time. We can't do this. We can't do that. This week, from what you're saying, is the whole world is out to get Randy Moss. And you know what? Our quarterback is out to defend him. Our coach
exactly.
Out to defend him.
That's why I think that's
and
more turmoil. Defend.
Yeah, but Paul, you have to admit that in the past, it's always been good for the Patriots to have people against
exactly.
them.
When they've had the talent.
They've always used that.
When they've had the talent.
Yeah.
And this is just like I always say. We always sit there and make a big deal when Anthony Smith says, I guarantee a win. And everybody says, well, Patriots are going to blow them out. Yeah, probably, because you know why? They're a lot better than Pittsburgh. But when Joey Porter says, I guarantee a win, and Matt Castle's playing quarterback, Miami comes in here and beats us 38-13.
Right.
Why? Because Miami was better. Not because he said that. And we had the same motivation that we always have when teams talk trash to us, but there's a big difference in talent. And now I think right now it's easy to say the Patriots have always used this stuff in the past. Well, yeah.
Well,
but unfortunately, a lot of the guys that used it aren't here.
But
it is different from the week before.
Yeah, but I think it's more turmoil.
I know, but
it's more wasted effort, more wasted energy by the Patriots having to address. In the past, they wouldn't even address this.
It's different, though, than when you're, you know, against each other, which was last week.
Yeah, I kind of agree, because a lot of the players post-game talked about how Bill had said to them, put all the distractions, it was a tough week, we all know that, put it in the rearview mirror. I actually think last week might have been a tougher week internally.
Right. Internally.
Hey, because they didn't talk about it. I think when they...
I'll be the lone dissenter.
Well, we don't
then.
Know I think it's a bigger deal than when we know it.
I think there's people in that locker room that agree with the criticism of their
that
player
may be.
On Sunday, and I think that is more turmoil than flat, black and white, guys showed up late for a meeting. Bill had to send him home. What are we going to do?
But I don't know that it was black and white, because I think it got into the whole Sean Springs, sorry, 80. I think there was some internal... headbutting going on.
Well, you might be right. Maybe it's just similar then, because
I think my main issue is 1 week of turmoil, however internal external, led to another week of turmoil. That's not a seminal moment to me. That's not a turning point. That's not a
right.
Like I said before,
Anthony Smith, by the way, on the Jaguars, if they want to put him in the sights and maybe use him.
Look at it this way: you're talking about a week in which everything. If you even go back further and do yourself a favor, Paul, listen to yourself talking, because like I told you before, I haven't caught up to the podcast, but I can hear you saying the talent's there, we're just not executing. And now you're bringing on another issue that.
But wait a minute, Mike.
We were able to beat them because we had the talent back
Mike,
then. We have the talent now. And you
when did I say that?
You want me to record it?
No, roughly. No, not the date, but roughly. Like, was it earlier in the season? We're just not playing well, just not executing?
It was right after Baltimore.
Exactly.
Right after
that. Yeah, September. So when
you were saying the talent's there.
I was wrong. I thought they were going to the Super Bowl. I was clearly wrong. I mean, I think I misjudged the talent level on this team.
Couldn't you be wrong now? And you were right there? But
now they've...
I like it, Mike.
Please, could you be wrong now?
But, Mike, they've played 13 games and proven what I said in August and September wrong.
But what have we lost? I mean, if you look
Five out of 13 games.
I know, but...
Every game is a struggle.
We lost the Dolphins game, which we were in. We lost the Denver game, which we were in.
Every game the other team was in. Every single game.
Seven foul balls.
There's only been two games that weren't... Actually, three games that weren't close.
So
the Saints game,
there, we could conceivably be instead of 8-5, we could be 11-2.
Right, and you could easily have two more losses, easily.
Exactly, but
my point is, every game has been a struggle. Every single game.
On the brighter side, that I'm on the darker side, because you guys from Boston, all you do is talk down to your team.
I like it.
Know? Thank God I'm not from Boston.
Listen,
thank God I can actually look at things objectively and try to get a five.
Yes, Mike. Go.
That's just ridiculous. if you want to have a conversation about it, we can. But if you want to just completely ignore the facts, then you can do that too. I'm sitting here telling you I was wrong. I thought the Patriots had a lot more going for them heading into the season. I misjudged the overall talent level. Joey Galloway has completely crapped out. I thought the Patriots were going to have a dynamic, high-powered offense. I can't sit here and say 13 weeks in, they still have it. The facts are the facts. They played one really good game offensively against Tennessee. Other than that, it's been a little in spurts and pockets here and there of success, just total inconsistency. I can't sit here and just ignore that. I can't.
I'd rather bet on this team's heart and determination and resilience
than
on the talent level.
That's great.
I'll never question
that's
any
great.
Of those
I'm not telling you to stop rooting for the team. I'm not I'm not here to take anyone's hope away. But I can't sit here and just blindly that would be like Borges and just never admit that I'm wrong. I was wrong. I thought this team was going to threaten 2007. I thought they were going to have that kind of an offense.
So did they.
After 13 games, I clearly was wrong. I can't ignore that.
They'll prove you right, Paul. They'll
no, they
right.
can't
Believe
prove
you.
Me right, Mike. It's They'll already over. Right. They already played 13 games. They could score 50
God.
Points on Sunday. That doesn't mean I'm right. That just means it's a one-game fluke.
No, they'll prove you right.
Okay.
He's trying to help you, Paul.
But it's wrong. You're missing my
no,
point.
I know.
I can't blindly just right. say, I'm right because I'm right. They're not executing,
something,
I told you.
If from this point on, the Patriots all of a sudden became the offense that we thought, and Randy Moss thought, by the way, that
and
they
Wes
were going to be,
Wes Welker.
And Wes Welker. I don't know what that would be. They would have to transform themselves into this, like,
different type of offense, which I think they're trying to do right
now. But that would have to be perceived at this point as the aberration, not the rule.
Right.
The rule states they do it three straight and then four straight in the playoffs.
Well,
that's a little bit different.
But seven
straight. But they wouldn't be able to do it in the way we thought they were going to be able to do it. They've already proven they can't. They'd have to become like the Washington Redskins of when John Riggins.
Brady just said it. We have to grind it out. That's what we
got
to do.
Well, no, I don't necessarily agree with that.
Well,
I mean, if they come out and both Moss and Welker have 100 yards every game together,
well, that's not
from
grinding
now,
it
now
out.
On
but do you
on
really
through?
Think that can happen? Can happen.
Do I think it will? No.
No,
but
can it happen?
Anything can happen.
But that's not grinding it out, like Brady said.
No. But that's my point. I still think they can be.
See, when Tom Brady comes out after a game, which, again, by the way, the things he says after a game and on Monday are things that he heard from his coach. When he says that's probably the kind of team we're going to need to be, grinding out wins. When he says that, that tells me that they've come to the realization that this is their offense.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think there's a better chance that they return to Moss, Welker, and Brady high-powered and go to a Super Bowl victory than there is that they grind it out and go to a Super Bowl victory, because I don't think they have the defense to grind anything out.
Well, I agree with that.
So if they're going to get on this lucky roll that you think is still possible, it has to be what I just said. Oh, my God, they come together. Moss gets it, and he's catching 80-yard bombs. And Welker, boom, 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 10
now
catches.
Now, I'm with you on that one.
Because grind it out implies happen, you have to have a good defense, and they don't have a good
unless
defense.
Derek
if it's
Burgess
going
has been
to
held
happen.
Back, and now they're going
right,
to let
unless,
him loose.
You know, I think there's a better chance the miracle of Moss and Welker occurs than the miracle of Burgess, Banta, Kane, and, well, not Jimmy Sanders. He could do it.
Well,
you're right.
You go,
Jimmy
see?
Sanders
right,
out.
Right.
He is 2-0.
Sean Springs could, you know, he's the guy that hasn't played all year.
Did Jimmy Sanders play?
He's thanks, Mike, for the call. That was a good call by Mike. Mike from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Call him Paul out. You guys from Boston.
I like it.
I'm not from Boston.
I agree with it, and we are too. I agree with Andy.
Oh, wow.
That,
I'm not from Boston either, Mike.
If it has to.
South Coast, baby.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen with Brady. It's not going to happen with Lawrence Maroney or Sammy Morris. If it's going to happen, it's going to be with Brady.
What about Fred Taylor?
No. They're not going to run the ball 40 times
Kevin
and have success.
Ben Watson.
But even if they did, I still
against
don't think
the,
they have
the
defense.
Against the 30th and the 32nd ranked run defense that these 2 weeks, it could happen that way. It ain't going to happen that way against everybody.
But even if it did, I think you could be the Dolphins. You go into a Colts playoff game and you say, we're going to run Maroney, Morris, and Taylor 60 times. And I think you lose 17-14 when Manning goes doom-doom-doom down the field when he needs to win the game.
But remember when Miami came close to doing that? You know, they held on the ball, they ran, blah, blah, blah.
And they gave up 20 points
Miami
in 10 minutes.
Didn't have Tom Brady. So in those kind of games, you can rely on Tom Brady to give you that extra element that you're not just getting from the running. You know, so I'm not ruling it out.
Nah.
I'm not ruling it out.
You're not ruling anything out. That's the whole.
He's lost his crown. I mean, is the ultimate the
whole,
homer. Fred has been dethroned.
But that's really the whole point of this whole thing, isn't it?
What?
That because I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I can't lie here and sit lie
Super
to everybody
Bowl.
And say
just
that
trying to win a game.
I'd be happy to make the playoffs at this point. I would.
I just want to get the center to quarterback.
I would be right.
I mean, I don't know where the practice fields are.
I would be satisfied right now if they played well enough in the last 3 weeks to make the playoffs. I don't even give the Super Bowl isn't even on my mind.
Well,
for you and Mike, that's what you're thinking of. So that's
he says
fine.
With just that air of.
Well, there's no air. It's
you
it's
and
utter
Mike
dis-
and the rest of the plebeians.
You idiots.
The unwashed
there's
masses.
There's no air at all. It's utter disdain.
Right.
I don't even have that in my head. Because I watch them play the New Orleans Saints. They might as well not have both been in the NFL. It was like a college game when one team was in the SEC and the other team was in the Mountain West Conference. That was as big a gap of the two teams I saw that night.
But that was a fluke.
And now 3 weeks later, we're talking about Super Bowl.
Things happen.
Exactly.
Things happen. I agree with you, Fred.
Yep. That was a fluke. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So, basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun and back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio, back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines, not tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Man, it's football season. Usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year, I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got Razor Sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game, I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box. Right,
so, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football, 3 Super Bowl championships, endless memories.
It's gone! It's gone!
Live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls the plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back-to-back, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
And don't miss the 30-foot-high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. And is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehall@patriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience. And now, great moments in Shop Talk history.
All right, Tommy from Lincoln asks, does the lady's fossil watch come in a man's version?
Whoa, hello.
Excuse me, version.
I want to be very careful answering that.
That's another great moment for Shop Talk.
What, maybe we should be listening to Shop Talk a little bit more.
Somebody should.
The hell's going on?
Sounds like a little bit more like screwed up talk.
That would be your show.
What's my show?
This one.
Oh, it's your show too, my friend.
My friend.
When you show up, 10 minutes at a time, a couple times a week.
Sorry, you know,
with earmuffs on. Some of us have to work with headphones on.
With earmuffs on.
Mike in Puerto Rico just called me out as
bitch slapped.
One of those guys in Boston.
Oh, big argument on the phone.
Bitch slapped.
I like
Michael in Puerto Rico, and you got into an argument. An ass whooping like never before.
Not an argument.
You bitch slapped him.
Oh no,
no.
He bitch slapped.
Paul was
really.
I didn't get a word in.
It's rare that our callers go at us.
Can you imagine that? Paul not getting a word in edgewise.
Well, but see,
it took Mike in Puerto Rico to get it done.
In Paul's defense, when Michael and Puerto Rico's on the phone, nobody gets a word in edgewise.
Wow.
True. Because he talks for 45 minutes straight.
Wow. He was not happy with me, though.
No, he
Why? What
it
did
to
you
Paul.
Do?
He's just a typical Boston pessimistic.
I just don't think they're
going to
win the Super Bowl. I don't know what he would do to you. You called the dynasty over. You'd be another one of those Rhode Island guys, I guess.
Jeez.
Yeah, but Mike not happy.
It was pretty good. Entertaining.
It was. It was very entertaining.
Really?
So, Eric's back from practice wearing a V-neck plum sweater. And
What is the shade underneath?
Red.
That's red.
Yeah,
it's like a rust.
Well, clashing with this thing, it kind of looks different.
What is it called when you have the stitching?
I don't think it's a good idea to say when clashing with this.
I don't know.
You have like a special stitching on the shoulder.
What's,
you know?
I don't know. It's just I don't know.
Anyway, what happened to practice?
Not much. The one that Burke ran on yesterday.
He's got a peach shirt on, and you're not making fun of him.
Practice?
That's kind of.
We're talking about.
Yeah, but it's like the Hector Longo rule.
Not a game.
True.
Not a game.
Good point.
Practice.
I don't know if we've ever said that on the air, but. He doesn't listen. Once again, Eric takes things that are off air and brings them on air.
Of all people, you know, too. The guy who never says anything wrong,
two
even
minutes.
When we're off the air.
Okay, practice
Nobody
up and go.
Nobody knows.
No, stop telling lies.
Stop talking.
You are,
just
you are
stop talking,
liar.
Eric. Go to your update. Got kicked out early as usual.
Yeah.
Only got to see stretch. No, I mean, that's what it's been like.
Right, just give me the attendance.
Well, it was hard to do that because we didn't finish the attendance because we got kicked out early again.
But did you look for the guys that weren't there yesterday, and are they there?
Yes, Brady and Moss were there.
Yes.
Were they acting friendly? What kind of body language?
They weren't near each other.
Oh.
They never are. Oh. Stretching.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
No, I don't think so. Will Fork and Warren remained out.
Oh.
Joining them was Fred Taylor.
Out.
Well, he wasn't in stretching.
Oh, setback. So, that's not good.
So we'll see when injury report comes out at 4 o'clock.
I'm changing my opinion.
What the detail is, but...
So Fred was there on Wednesday, but not there on Thursday.
He was not spotted by any of us there. Now, there were several other guys.
Number 21.
There were several other guys. Yes, Fred, thanks. But there were several other players who weren't spotted by any of us who were, probably were there, but we just didn't have time to get it.
Okay. So it would be...
it's an incomplete practice report today.
Yeah, it wouldn't be responsible to be mentioning them because we
just
don't know.
We just don't know.
We just don't know.
Like we just don't know.
Was Bill Belichick?
He just said we can't mention them. We weren't looking for him, actually.
So we don't know if Bill Belichick.
You didn't see the guy spinning his.
Yeah, I was at the game.
He was. Well, everybody was sort of bundled up.
Whistle, whatever.
Except for Pepper Johnson, who just had like a T-shirt or long sleeve shirt on, and like it was. It's frigid.
That's that machismo I was getting down to. Dirty show team. We don't wear those thinking sleeves.
Right. Yeah,
like my high school coaches who wore shorts all the time.
With those stretch ones.
Oh yeah.
With bike
shorts.
Snaps. Yeah. Yeah.
Spot
yeah.
built.
Yeah.
One of them walking
spot
around
built.
Now with an artificial hip. I like to think it was
related. I don't think it has to do with the cold. You don't get a bad hip from cold.
Arthritis set in from the cold.
Yeah. So that's all you got from the practice fields? Nothing?
Guy,
black jerseys
when
this
all
week?
You
never gave us the black jerseys.
Ryan Wendell, period. That's it.
Brandon McGowan didn't get
nope.
one for the dirty show belt?
No, if you get the belt, you don't get the shirt now. That's the new thing. That's been the thing this season.
It doesn't seem quite fair.
No, the belt trumps the shirt.
Yeah, but you don't get to wear the belt to practice, so no one knows. When they're shooting B-roll for the local news, Brandon McGowan's
they have
out
to shoot
there.
It in the locker room. They shoot the locker and the name and the thing.
But they'll never
it.
Do that. Whereas if he had a black jersey
that.
On, he might pop up. Don't tell me the local news gives an
I've
update.
I've seen
of
them on
the
Monday.
Dirty
that's,
show belt.
I've seen the camera crews on Monday have gone to the guys' lockers
didn't ask
and,
that.
And done
they
that.
Shoot a lot of stuff. They don't put on the air. Does it ever make
so
the air?
Watch local news.
Thank you. It doesn't get on the air.
I'm sorry.
I don't watch local news.
Mike
probably
and I was much more entertaining than this.
Not really.
You said it was, so...
I was lying. I was trying to make for a good show.
Yeah, and
it bored me to tears.
This is great
anything
talk.
Else, Sarah?
You see me six times
news.
Giving Jason the...
When all you see is stretching, Fred, there's nothing else to give you.
Okay. Adam happens to think that Wilford is going to be out, and he thinks if he is, do they switch to more of a 4-3 this week so that they can get an extra lineman in there to stuff the run and make up for Vince's loss?
Maybe.
Sure, maybe. They've used a lot of 4-3 as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about the chain. I do agree that I think Vince will be out.
Doesn't look good at this point.
And Freddie thinks there's no chance Ron Brace will be helping out because he's physically limited.
Stupid. I think he called him yesterday.
No, he said he can't physically do it either. He thinks it's physical, too, not just mental.
Right. My bad.
He thinks he can't play, that there's no talent there.
Another second-round pick.
Not disputing
who can't
any
play.
Of it.
Yeah. George writes in the midst of all the talk about how terrible the Carolina game was, can somebody please give Ben and Chris an attaboy for their efforts? There were times in the game where they were individually matched up to block Julius Peppers, and he had no stats accrued. Nobody seems to be talking about how our tight ends managed to shut out the so-called freak Peppers.
Yeah, the man!
I'll have two things to say about that.
Since Michael in Puerto Rico didn't let you speak earlier.
Neither of which will be necessarily disputing anything that the emailer just said, by the way. Number one, Merrill Hodge blamed the interception, credited the interception with Julius Peppers, right?
What, the
Merrill Hodge said Julius Peppers had a great pass rush, got in Brady's face, and caused the interception.
That's not how it looked to us.
I don't buy that for a second. Number two, I think a lot of what you say about Randy Moss on this game can be said about Julius Peppers on any game. Doesn't always play hard. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's been the
Isn't
knock.
That the knock on
no
knock Julius Peppers?
That's
doesn't play hard from snap to snap.
Ask John Beeson.
So I don't disagree with that. I think they did take him out of the game. I agree.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, he certainly didn't show up.
I mean, yeah. I saw maybe two or three times where he had reasonable pressure on Brady the whole game. That was it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Dwight Freeney not get a same thing, no stats at all, but
right.
every play I see him coming around the end.
Now, this is the second week in a row that Brady hasn't been sacked, although he was hit hard, obviously, in Miami. What do you attribute that to? Just max protection, or has the offensive line stepped up? You know, are they compromising anything on their offense to keep him safe? And maybe that's why you didn't see a lot of passing production in the last game?
I didn't see him get a whole lot of pressure the last two games.
I see him moving around in the pocket a lot.
He was under siege in Miami, especially in the second half.
Yeah.
But not this game. Yeah, I agree with you on that one, Eric. He didn't get a lot of pressure.
I think it's
a
combination. I mean, I think the offensive line's been pretty good lately. He's stepped up when he's had to. He's felt it when he's – you know, you remember the one in the one in Miami where he was rolling left and he threw it away at the last minute and took the hit? I think that was Miami, or was it this week? I don't know. But it feels like that sixth sense is working really – so I think earlier this year, his sixth sense was a little broken, and sometimes he stepped up into pressure. You know, we had that pirouette game where he went and spun and threw.
Indy.
The last couple weeks, it feels like when he senses it coming and does the right thing, whether it's up, over, back. So I think it's –
and I do
Vollmer
think
played this week. I think they're
think
better
the tight
when
ends,
he's out
by
there.
The way, have been a big part of it. And I think that's why they haven't been a huge part of the passing game. I think they've been used in protection a lot.
Could we see Vollmer and Light this week, full bore?
I think it's possible.
You mean at
Light
the same
at
time?
Left, Vollmer at right. Well, we've seen him at the same time, but it's been
but
rotation.
The whole game.
I miss what I'm saying. Starting out?
I think the odd man out has to be Kasher. And if Matt Light can't play right, that means Vollmer plays right.
I agree.
It doesn't seem like rocket science anymore. We were all saying in the press box, Fred, we couldn't decide, and now it seems like they can't really decide.
I think Vollmer's better, and
but
I think that he needs to be.
Was it just
field.
Last week because he had missed a couple weeks, get him back up to speed?
Well, Bill said that he'd been out. We wanted to get him in there, get him some reps,
and now you have.
Yeah,
now get him out there every rep
at right
tackle.
It'll be interesting.
Nick Kasher bench.
Is that Vinny Serrato news?
Kevin says
news
he's out. He's out. Kevin says, "Hey, Fred, Paul, Eric, and D-Bag."
Who's this?
I am the bad Kevin.
Yes. I also learned that I can say the word pussy.
What did I miss? What?
I heard it on real radio like 10 times yesterday.
I don't think
I
you
told
can say
you
it.
That.
I don't think you, if you can say it.
Was some
if
guy,
the FCC tells me it and Fred tells me it, I think I can.
That was some guy yelling at Felger, by the way. Who
he said it like three
that.
Times. And right. Felger was like, wait a minute, can we say that word? Can
and
we let
just
that
because there's some 22-year-old kid behind the glass who wasn't beeping him out doesn't mean you can say that word.
This 68-year-old man told me I could.
And we all know about his mentality.
Paul very upset with the what's going on.
I just don't think
traditional
should,
radio.
I don't
these
think
days.
We should be using words like that. Sorry.
Okay.
I wrote in.
What's the worst word I can say
ass.
To call Kevin? Kevin, you're an ass.
I wrote in and agreed
That's
with you last week
disposal.
In regards
ass.
To the vertical player and the fact that we have gotten away from
Bitch.
That. Have too many specialists. I thought you might throw your headset down and throw a big baby fit again. Anyway, I am curious. Who scares you? The most of the legitimate playoff teams that will be either 5 or 6. Miami, Denver, Jacksonville, Houston, or Tennessee.
Oh.
Denver.
Houston and Tennessee.
Why are those the teams? Tennessee doesn't scare me, not even a little.
They scare
Miami,
me.
Miami,
whatever happened to Baltimore?
Denver. Yeah, where's Baltimore and Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
So. Pittsburgh didn't get eliminated?
Well, if Tennessee's 6 and 7 and they're not eliminated, why is Pittsburgh?
Oh, I don't know. I thought when they lost, they were eliminated.
Anyway, of those teams, I think I'd be most fearful of Miami.
Because
I know us so well.
No, I'm not scared of
them. I would, out of those teams, I think Denver.
I think Denver.
Denver's the best.
We'll never lose
to
them again, as long as I live.
I'm scared of the South.
Denver's the best team out of those teams, and I think they have a balanced team that plays decent defense. They run the ball. They pass the ball. That's the ingredient you need to give the Patriots trouble.
They have good pass rush.
Do I think they would beat the Patriots in New England? No. I think the Patriots would win a playoff game here, Josh McDaniels' first postseason game. I think the Patriots would win, but that would be the team that would worry me the most.
And also says, Kevin, I think we can all agree that this is a rebuilding year. Can you think of any other situation where a pro sports team was in a rebuilding process having this much success? Even though we are rebuilding,
whoa.
We are a playoff team. We know with Tom and Bill, we are always a playoff team. There are several franchises that would trade positions with us in a heartbeat. And he spells heart, H-A-R-T.
Yes, and I'll spell douchiometry with the word douche for you.
Indianapolis rebuilt last year at 12-4.
When was the last time a Super Bowl favorite by Vegas' standards suddenly became rebuilding by midseason? You can spin it any way you want. They didn't come in rebuilding and are suddenly winning a lot of games. They were supposed to be 14-2 going to the Super Bowl, and now everybody says, oh, they're actually, it's a bridge year, we're rebuilding.
And if you want to go by quote-unquote supposed
That's
to
asinine.
Be. And listen.
From an asinine guy.
Fred says this all the time, and he's really, really right about it. You never know for sure at the beginning of the year. We make fun of him because he never wants to give his opinion, but you never know at the beginning of the year about how these teams are going to unfold. But let's go back, Freddie, to September 1st. didn't a lot of people think the Colts might not even make the playoffs
this
year?
That's right.
Yeah. All the
new
coaching
coach,
changes,
new coordinator,
the receivers were all gone.
Yes.
It was Reggie
Absolutely.
Wayne, and that was it. There was a lot of people. That was the chic pick this
That's
year.
That's right.
This is the year the Colts are going to end.
That's right.
So couldn't you say this is a rebuilding year for the Colts and they're 13-0?
That's mm-hmm. right.
So I agree with Andy. What you think and the terms that you put on – you yeah, sure, this is a rebuilding year for the Patriots. Sure, you can say that.
Yep.
But
– I don't think you're allowed to call it a rebuilding year 14 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
You need to tell me in August it's a rebuilding year.
I mean, that's
and then if you win 10, 11, 12 games, then I'll say – not a bad rebuilding year.
But you know
the rebuilding year will be the year that Tom Brady is gone.
Look
no,
at
that will
say,
be the rebuilding year.
You could say it's a rebuilding year after the season.
I see. No, that's the best time to decide it was a rebuilding year.
The year that Tom Brady doesn't come back or Bill Belichick doesn't come back, that will be the rebuilding year.
But
or
they decade. could also strip away some of the talent, you know, like they did last year. And you could make that argument, but I think there are teams that go through cycles that still win. Like I think the Colts have been the Colts have always been good a lot, as the Patriots
but
have always
been
good. But
I'll say the same thing about the Colts. When Peyton Manning retires, that's when they'll start to rebuild.
But they've had some teams that have been better than others in this run, just like the Patriots were better in 04 than they were in 05.
Right. And, you know, look at Marino with, you know, a lot of people said they couldn't rebuild because he wouldn't retire.
Yeah.
And they've still been rebuilding ever since then.
That's a great point. Because Marino didn't allow them to rebuild because they were too good.
That's right.
If Bill leaves before Brady, is that a rebuilding year?
If Bill leaves before Brady, is that a rebuilding year?
Because you said if Brady leaves, it's a rebuilding year. If Bill leaves, it's a. Well,
it's
what
a
if one of them leaves first?
It's a plum sweater. We have to do the picks. All right.
But wait a minute. Can we talk? I think that's an interesting email that we got.
Okay.
No.
All right.
You know.
No,
care?
I don't. He's a douche.
Well, it is.
Well, I didn't realize he was the guy that you didn't like.
Bad Kevin.
Let's pretend it was Mike in Puerto Rico that came.
It was a good email.
Okay.
All right. Doc is waving his arms there like he's trying to land a plane. So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football. 3 Super Bowl championships. Endless memories. Live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls the plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back-to-back, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
And don't miss the 30-foot-high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. And is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehall@patriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of 3 flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. Says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited, but only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
And now, great moments in Patriots playbook history.
Eric, you're outnumbered now. There's another lady in the room.
I know.
Yes.
I absolutely love it.
What's going on?
This is great.
Has this ever happened before?
There's for me?
Like more women than...
No. Sadly.
Oh, geez.
That's another great moment inside the playbook.
All right, we're here to go around the NFL. It's Thursday. Now, the thing you didn't hear in that soundbite was right after that you heard, and that was Eric popping open the bottle of wine so that
Oh.
He could...
Oh.
I'm glad you specified.
I thought he was popping something
else.
I thought he was going for a while.
Entertaining his lady friends.
Back to Christina's other soundbite that you played earlier.
Ladies, man.
Virgin watch. No, not her.
No.
What?
Wrong hole.
All
right.
But Eric, it's better that two girls are asking you, has this ever happened before,
yes,
than one girl and the other happened before ever happened.
No, what you say, Eric, is never with two as beautiful.
Limp.
You say never with two as beautiful as you. And then they would have been, oh, Eric. You got us, you know.
Good, Fred. Yeah, well, see, you're a lot older and more sophisticated.
And I've actually had two women.
You want to talk about that?
We've never heard this story.
Yeah.
On the air.
Can we call Nikki?
We don't have a lot of time, so we got to go around the NFL.
Screw the picks. Let's talk about this.
Why don't you...
I think we can rifle through these picks.
Yeah, we can rifle through these.
Well, I'll take all the favorites, Paul. I'm done.
Paul, why don't you tell us what happened last week?
All right. It was a good week all around, especially for me. I went 13-3.
Wow.
Good, Paul.
Andy and Fred went 11-5.
Ooh.
Eric,
Eric
taking it on the chin.
10-6.
That's unfortunate.
With the spread, I went 11-5.
Good, Paul.
Fred went 10-6. Andy and Eric went 8-8.
Catching up.
Good. So,
it's December.
Yeah.
It's December, baby.
The season standings are thusly really, really tight race for the top spot. Eric, 142-66. Andy, 141-67.
Kenyan Paul, and the Guatemalan going head to
head. Paul, 140-68.
Oh.
Wow.
Guatemalan now.
No, I don't want to know.
Only one game separates the three of us. We're one game separated.
Wow. And the overweight guy.
And
how'd the fat guy get near the end of the marathon?
And then there's Fred. Along came Fred. 126-82. Wow. Wow, were you behind? With the spread, Eric and I are tied at 112-95-1.
Mm.
Andy, 103-104-1. And Fred.
And Fred.
95-112-1.
I'm just happy that I had a above 500 week.
You had a good week, Freddie. 11-5, 10-6.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club.
Right. We talked about the first game tonight, which I am going to – a rare NFL Network game that I will watch tonight because I'm very curious to see how Indy goes about their business tonight. Indianapolis at Jacksonville. Jacksonville at home getting 3.
The Colts suck.
Andy Hart, lead us off.
Oh, this is a tough one. We know Jacksonville is a much better team at home. We know Jacksonville has fought the Colts tight. We don't know exactly what the Colts are going to do. All that said, we know the Colts have played tight ball games this year. I'm going with the Jags at home. I'm going to assume at some point the Colts pull the plug. Yes.
I'm going to assume the opposite, Paul. They're not going to pull the plug, contrary to popular opinion. And I think they're going to continue to roll. They'll win this game on the road by at least 7 points.
Yeah, I have strong concerns. I agree with Andy, a lot of his points, but I am going to take Indy until I actually see it. I think Indy's a better team, and until I see them actually pull back the reins, I know there's 29 guys on the injury report, but until they all don't play or play very little, I'm going to stick with the Colts.
You know, the Colts, they're above, you know,
going
for the perfect record. And, you know, unlike other teams, we're just going to focus on the real prize.
Have they said that?
You know what? You're going to lose tonight.
Well, I think they're fine with that. But have they said that?
Yeah, Polian came on.
He said, unlike other teams, we have our eyes on the real prize.
He didn't say unlike, but you could tell that.
Why did you report it like that?
Right. That's the same thing that you get mad at other people for.
Well, don't you want your team going out and trying to win every single game they play?
I think so. Apparently, that's not important in Indianapolis.
That's my point, Fred. Yeah. See, that's my point.
I thought it was about winning Super Bowls. That's what it was here. Whatever Bill
wants
to do to set it up.
Yes, but whatever game you're playing, whatever game you're playing is the most important game of the season.
But
it isn't. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
If that's the point, Andy, then just default the game. Then you're assured no one's going
to a timeout and having Matt Cassel come to the sideline and talk it over.
You know, just
I'm just asking.
Just don't play.
Just asking.
Just default the game, and then you can guarantee nobody will get hurt.
But that's not the same thing. I think that they should play the game to win.
You play.
But I think if there's guys with pre... I mean,
right.
It's a
the
hard
players
thing.
That play to win.
But I think Peyton Manning should play.
Because there's now 29 guys. So they lied the week before. Because they didn't have 29 guys on the injury report the week before.
I think every team lies every week.
Bill Polian's lying.
First of all, I don't think Bill Polian does the injury report. I
don't
know the answer to this question, but I don't know how many guys they had on the injury report the week before.
Not 29.
Yeah, but what if they had 15 like the Patriots do every week?
So are you going to be in or out this week?
Okay, so now you're...
14 guys got hurt, plus the 15 didn't get better. Okay, I'll buy that.
No, listen, I'm not buying
and
it.
And roll his eyes for those
on radio.
I'm
not buying it completely, but I'll tell you the guys that don't play, Mathis and Freeney, are definitely hurt.
Okay.
Because Freeney was supposed to miss 4 weeks.
Okay.
And didn't miss any games.
I mean, 29 guys are on the injury report.
All right.
They're all hurt.
Fred,
and if they are, then they should have been on the injury report the week before.
Yeah, right. Dallas is at New Orleans in another NFL Network game.
Yeah, lucking out this
Saturday
week, huh?
night, which is another NFL Network game I might actually watch.
Did Jimmy Clausen declare?
Yes.
Officially? Okay,
yes.
I missed that. I'm sorry.
He and Golden Tate both declared.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, no. No, he was asking the question. I think you were legitimately asking.
I was legitimately asking. Yeah.
Don't tell me how I'm answering.
Oh, shut up.
Mike's
right.
I'll fight you, too.
You're a buffoon.
I already took on
Mike. Boston.
I already
picked Slap. You're not even a real Boston guy. You're from Everett. You're a wannabe Boston guy.
I'm not from Boston.
Yes, you are.
I'm from Everett.
No,
that's what he said.
That's greater Boston.
But when you're talking, Mike is in Puerto Rico. We don't say, oh, no, I'm not from Boston, Mike. I'm from Everett. No, to Puerto Rico, I'm from Boston. Much like you
I'm
are.
Not. I'm not from Boston.
Anyway, the Saints are favored by 7 at home.
Who?
Boston wouldn't have you.
They wouldn't want me.
No. Thank you.
Who's they?
Boston. You know that golden dome on top of the state capitol? It's his head.
Doc's been on it today.
Where is this game?
New Orleans.
Which game is it?
In New Orleans.
Dallas at New Orleans.
Against Dallas. Now, I'm torn a little here. Do I go with the better team, the home team, the Saints, or do I go with Roy Williams' guarantee? Let's see. He has 32 catches on the season.
We can't answer that for you.
36. I'll go with the New Orleans Saints to win at home and cover.
Yes.
The December struggles continue with the buffoons from Big D.
Yeah, I agree. And again, until I see something different from New Orleans or Indy, I'm going to keep picking them.
Yeah, I'm going to pick New Orleans, too. I actually think they're going to lay it on Dallas because I think they've been struggling a little bit, but this is a good opponent. I think it's really that last stumbling block. They should be able to beat Tampa Bay and Carolina in the last two games. I think they put it all into this game, and then they can kind of rest and still get the 16-0. I think they win big in this
Normally,
one.
I love seeing Dallas lose in December.
But Drew Brees raps before the game.
But I'm picking Dallas.
Come on, Fred.
Because Drew Brees
tries
to get his team excited before the game.
Right.
That's the whole reason.
I don't know when the Saints or the Colts are going to lose, but I know they will, and I want to be on that bandwagon when it happens.
One of them might not lose till the Super Bowl.
So I'm picking against them for the rest of the year. You can just mark it down right now, Paul.
Oh, brother.
not surprisingly, he's behind the guy in the Boston Herald that runs the car school, the driving school. Green Bay is at Pittsburgh. I don't have any idea about
this game.
I hate this. Steelers by 1.5 at home.
Mike Tomlin's still trying to rally the troops. And that thing we heard the other day, Fred, when he was talking about they've won dominant and then they've won by being opportunistic. This year they can't do either right. I'm going with the Packers. They're my team. They're building. See, you put that stupid Sirius on the way to the TV show. You make me listen when I don't want to. And obviously you're not really listening to it either. It's bad radio. Why do you put it on?
All right.
What are you talking about?
He puts the stupid Sirius.
But where did that come from?
Because I referenced a quote that I know was on in the car when he made me ride with him and hear that stupid
face.
And he's like,
you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I see.
If you're not going to listen, then don't put it on. Just like the Howard Stern thing when it's always about gay sex.
I
don't want to hear gay sex on the radio.
Enough of that on your own time.
But I'm.
I said I don't like the player interviews and I just didn't listen.
You just don't listen. That's the problem.
I like Tim Ryan and Pat Kerwin. I think they're good.
I think they're good.
All right.
To them.
Moving
awesome.
The chains.
This is a horrible game.
Sirius
it really
XM.
Is. I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I don't feel very good about it.
And this might be an off-season PFW in progress topic, but worst Super Bowl coach, worst Super Bowl winning coach ever. I think Mike Tomlin is up there.
Okay.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Brian Billick.
Brian Billick has that
in
sewn
a titular
up.
Sense.
He's the worst. Actually, Barry Switzer has it sewn up.
I was just going to say.
Oh, Brian Billick is second.
I think
Tomlin's a good coach. Anyway, I'm going to take
you
Pittsburgh.
You hate everything Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he does.
Not everything.
Yes.
He does. No. I'll take Pittsburgh, but I agree with that. I don't feel real good about it.
They make very good ketchup.
Heinz?
Yeah.
That's true. They make the only ketchup.
They make
ketchup.
The ketchup.
It's not ketchup. It's not Heinz.
And it's not catsup.
This is a tough game. I'm going to pick Green Bay because of their defense.
It's Dom Rio.
Miami in a huge game. Miami at Tennessee. Titans clinging to playoff hopes. Miami clinging to division title hopes. Tennessee at home favored by 3. Mm.
Tennessee.
Vince
in
Young,
a...
questionable, but we won't find that out from Ooh. Fred.
Oh.
Oh.
Because if Vince Young was not going to play, I would take Miami. But I'll say Vince Young's going to play. He, you know, you want grinded out. They're grinded out. Their big plays come on the ground. They play a little defense. They do what they need to do. They're a grinded out team, and they're going to beat the other team that's not a grinded out team despite needing to be a grinded out team.
By the way, that's another MVP over Wes Welker, Chris Johnson.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Johnson's huge.
Yeah. One of these teams is going to lose their grip. They're clinging. You said both of them are clinging. One of them is going to lose their grip. That one is going to be Miami. Tennessee's going
to
win this game.
You know, according to –
whether or not Young plays.
According to NFL.com, Vince Young is not listed with an injury.
According to NFL.com.
That's why the game was
according to NFL
board.
Media,
there
he
was
did
a
not
safety
participate
in every game.
Practice on Wednesday.
And according to NFL with media.
With a hamstring knee injury.
That's the best thing he's ever done with the best timing.
It's unbelievable.
Well done.
I don't know about Vince Young's status.
You know, I got a problem with NFL.com. They want to be the destination.
They suck.
I'm on this game preview. And they don't list Vince.
Because people like
injuries?
Chris Ferreira do it.
Oh,
you
God.
Can't put a monkey in terms of football stuff.
Fred.
It's just like why we on our website have the game matchup where a fullback is lined up with a corner and a corner is lined up with a quarterback and all that stuff. It's stupid.
Ferreira
what are
sucks,
you doing?
Merry Christmas.
What? He's going to kill you when you go upstairs.
No, he won't. I've said this to his face 1,000 times.
Come
yeah.
on. Yeah, but now you're saying it on the radio, Haas.
Yeah. Todd in Nova Scotia agrees with me. He's a monkey.
I don't know about Vince Young's status, but
nobody does, apparently. NFL doesn't.
I don't care. I'm taking Miami to win this game.
Oh.
I think it's a tough one. I think both teams are playing well. I think Miami will do enough to slow down that running game, and if they do, they win.
Oh, wait. Now, on this other page, they do have it.
Typical. You have to click 17 times, and it's available. Did you press Shift F5, too?
Did you have to do a scroll down in the menu, no. too? I thought as long as we were going to rip everything, I'd jump in.
You're up, Fred.
What game is this?
Gotta hurry. A lot of picks to make still.
Gotta hurry.
We actually do have to hurry now. Miami at Tennessee.
Get that menage a trois.
It's a tough one. I am going to pick Miami.
Wow, I'm the only one picking Tennessee?
I took Tennessee, numbnut.
Oh, you did.
But I love Vince Young.
Arizona at Detroit.
Yeah, we didn't participate
hurry.
In
we
practice
really
yesterday.
Arizona by 12.
Against who?
Arizona at Detroit.
I will take Arizona to bounce back from a bad game and win and cover. Detroit, things aren't just going well for them at all, huh?
No, I agree. I think Arizona bounces back and wins this game by two touchdowns or more.
Yeah, I agree. Arizona.
Arizona wins, but they do not cover.
I think there's virtually no chance of that happening. I think they either lose the game and have another debacle or they blow them out.
You've been watching a different Cardinals team than me this year.
They
I have
stink.
To say that. San Francisco at Philadelphia, Eagles by 9.
San Francisco at Philadelphia, Eagles by 9. I'll take the Eagles to win and cover. You know, San Francisco had some pretty good help last week to get the job done. I don't think they'll get a similar help this week. And they're starting to get creative. I don't know what they're doing because I listen to the game
Eric,
on radio.
We got
to
move.
But they're starting to get creative with Michael Vick.
Philly, lay the points.
Yeah, I'll take Philadelphia, too. I don't think the Eagles turn it over 7 times to allow San Francisco to stay in it. Eagles.
Philly wins, but they do not cover.
The Atlanta Falcons at the Jets. Jets by 5.
Sanchez to start?
Is that a question?
Sanchez
Clemens
to start?
To
they haven't said so yet, right?
I don't know. I bet you won't, and Doc will have some.
It was limited in practice yesterday.
Thank you, Doc.
I will take.
It's a big day for Doc.
Yeah,
he's really
putting an effort. Jets to win and cover. I think they'll run the football to a victory. Atlanta in the nominal upset, Paul.
This would be an upset. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Jets to win and cover. I think this, if everybody holds serve, you get two games left with a one-game separation between the top three teams in the AFC East. That would make for an interesting Christmas and New Year's.
Atlanta wins this game.
You haven't used any Christmas music yet, Doc. What the hell's going on?
I was waiting until next week.
He's too busy with the...
We only have two shows next week.
He's too busy with the injury updates.
How are you going to squeeze it all in? Most radio stations start before Thanksgiving.
Chicago at Baltimore.
Son of a bitch.
Ravens by 10.5.
That's the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Of who? Chicago at Baltimore?
Ravens by 10.5.
I'll take the Ravens to win, but they will not cover because Cutler will not throw too many picks.
I agree. Baltimore wins, but they don't cover. That's two not very good teams, but Baltimore's the better team.
I think Baltimore will blow them out. I will take them, and I lay the points just like I did last week.
I'm with Paul. Absolutely. Baltimore's offense had a little bit of a rut. They've come out of it. They're starting to play a little better. Flacco, they're going to blow them out.
Defense is playing a little bit better, and against Cutler, that's bad news. Cleveland at Kansas City.
Kansas City.
In the Gus Johnson special. Chiefs by 1.5.
Matt Castle throwing bullets.
Kansas City. Who was the other guy, the running back that used to – do the games.
Beasley Reese.
Beasley Reese.
He's a defensive back, but
yeah. Whatever.
Just showing you how much I know about you.
I knew you were talking about.
What do you got?
Kansas City.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs as well. I think they're still playing hard, although Cleveland had a big win last week, too, so you can make that case either side, but I don't care. Go.
They're in turmoil. Mike Holmgren getting like his seventh straight day of interviews.
I like how the reports were. Holmgren coming in, and that could spell the end for Eric Mangini. I'm like, what? They need Holmgren to come in to spell the end?
Right, yeah.
I'm excited to be a head coach.
Not anymore. Excited.
What do you got there?
I'm going to go with Cleveland winning this game.
Okay, Freddie.
Do you think that Pioli and Mangini shake hands before the game?
Before the game?
No, they're not going to do it after the game. Pioli's not on the field.
Pioli,
but I'm not Bill
pressing.
Belichick.
They won't be able to, between Mangini's gut and Pioli's chest, they'll just bounce off each other before the hands reach.
Maybe they fit perfectly.
Yeah. 69.
It's like a puzzle piece.
It's like yin and yang.
Yeah.
Houston.
Yeah, that's a cleaner way to say it.
Houston at St. Louis, where
the
Rams,
swine is
the
taking
Rams
over.
The Rams had to close practice because of the H1N1?
Yes. Rams canceled practice today because of a confirmed case of the swine flu.
A confirmed? Mm.
Yes, confirmed swine flu.
Rams getting 10.5 at home.
I will take the Houston Texans to win and cover big day. When they have a big day, they have a big day. 400 yards from Matt Schaub.
I've often said that. When they have a big day, they have a big day.
You've said that?
That's what he just said.
Yeah. I'll take Houston and lay the points as well.
Yeah, I will too. Houston big.
I'll take Houston, but they don't cover.
I'll take Houston.
Why don't you just forfeit this week? You're not even trying anymore. Cincinnati at San Diego in a big game for that number two seed. Chargers at home giving 6.5.
Chargers will win in cover. I would have picked them either way. But I think this is going to be an emotional week for the Bengals, and I'm not sure they're the type of team that responds well to emotion.
I picked the Bengals before all of this stuff with Chris Henry happened in the newspaper picks. I'm going to stick with that. I think this is a big win for Cincinnati, a statement game for them on the road against
that would be something
a good
team. If they beat San Diego in San Diego. Yep. That would be something.
Yeah, I think that you never know how a team's going to react to something like that. I wouldn't have given Cincinnati a prayer in hell of winning this game before this, but you never know. Sometimes these things work funny, and teams get inspiration somewhere. I'm going to take San Diego just because I agree with you, Fred. Yeah. I think they're a better team.
Yeah, I got to pick San Diego in this game. San
Diego, Supercharger. Good song.
Did you know we had a hurry?
Okay.
Oakland at Denver. Broncos by 14. Charlie Fry getting the start for the Raiders. The Raiders.
I'll take the Broncos, and thanks to Charlie Fry, I will lay the points. Bruce Gradkowski would have kept it.
Yeah, I'll take Denver as well, Paul. I'll lay the points, too.
What's Darren McFadden doing?
I don't know. I was reaching for my stats. Remember my prediction? Yesterday. I don't have my stats here.
Lost up in my praise of Mendenhall was my ripping of McFadden and saying he'd be out of the league in 3 years and wasn't
Once again,
that good.
Andy, you're right.
What, am I, though?
I guess. I don't know. You're going to say
Mendenhall
you were anyway.
Is ridiculous.
I'm going to take Denver as well.
Yeah, I got to take Denver, but they don't cover.
And will Josh McDaniels dance around the field?
He'll never win another game again. Tampa Bay at Seattle. Seahawks by 7. This is the NFC version of the Gus Johnson special. Who's Fox last group?
Fox. I don't know.
Anyone?
I forgot.
You know, Rook. You know the broadcasting.
Who did the game here?
Guys.
Didn't they? Didn't we have the third
defense?
Kenny Albert.
Yep, Kenny Albert. Right. Your boy Moose is
the
last guy.
I think so. Right.
That's the last group.
I think so.
Wow.
I think so. I believe so.
Yeah.
They waste a sideline reporter with their last group.
Maybe they think he's a waste.
Maybe they also do that to bolster that last group.
Oh. Well,
does it work?
It ain't working with Tony Siragusa.
I don't know why
he's been there forever, though.
Seahawks by 7.
Seahawks by 7.
John's here.
It's a miserable game.
Really?
I will take the
person.
I'll take.
Here's what it is.
I will take the Bucks to win.
The Bucks to win?
Yeah.
Wow.
I hate Seattle.
This is where the Kenyan trips up. Ethiopian sprints forward.
And the
Seattle.
Fat guy.
Fat guys are gaining ground, too. I'm going to take Seattle,
got
too.
A segue.
Tampa Bay. Do you see some of the quotes Raheem Morris has come out with the last couple of weeks?
No.
How much he doesn't like being a head coach.
Oh, good. I told you. I called that one.
You're the best.
Those combined first looks at those new coaches, genuinely, I mean,
that's, you
generally
know what? That's
are
a very
accurate.
Good point. That's a very good
That's
point.
When
Andy.
First saw him.
You do a great job at that combine. I'll take the Seahawks.
Yeah, Fred,
too.
Is he ever going to go to a
Seahawks
combine?
As well. That's a pretty good observation.
Paul doesn't even know what a combine looks like.
You should go to one.
The only combining I do is my food groups.
That would, of course, explain the added weight. Oh, of course. Okay.
Got it now.
John Seahawks or what?
I took the Seahawks, yeah.
All right. Minnesota at Hard. Carolina.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Panthers getting 9 at home.
Minnesota. Ditto.
Yeah, I'll take Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota as well.
All right. Giants at Washington. Did you say the Giants? Hey, hi-ho. Jason, Giants were getting 3 or favored. Can you check that? I may have written that down wrong.
Funny, NFL.com doesn't have the spreads.
I just got that.
I will take Giants to win.
Giants to win.
Me
and we'll
too.
We'll wait on the number here.
By 3.
Giants are favored by 3?
Okay. And a half or just by 3?
3.
Both taking ways. The Giants both ways?
Both ways for me.
I'm going to predict it.
This is a tougher game than you think.
I am taking Washington.
We think it's a tough game.
Yeah,
Bruce Allen boost here.
I think right now the Redskins are playing better than the Giants.
Yeah, I'm with Paul.
Despite the records.
I'm with Paul. Vinny Serrato's gone. There's only one way to go with that team, and that's up.
Further down.
All right. We've wrapped it up here. Patriots at Buffalo. Patriots giving 7 points on the road, despite not having won a true road game all season.
That's remarkable.
Maybe they look at Ryan Fitzpatrick's stats. Because he stinks. I will take the New England Patriots to win on the road. It
and
will be
cover.
Close, but they will cover. Yes.
Why are you laughing?
You're
at
so
me?
Predictable.
I'll take them to win on
this
the road.
Guy. The biggest balls in town over here because he picked against him right once and he was right.
I'll take them to cover, too.
I will take the points. I will take the Patriots to win the game, but I think the Buffalo keeps it close 19-16.
See, I think it's a close game, but they still cover 17-6.
That's what I said. I'm with Fred.
He wasn't listening.
He never does. Not even to his own stupid
All right,
radio
well, that
show
does it for going around the NFL. John Rooks here. John, what's going on with you?
I'm a little shaken up, I think, by the whole Chris Henry thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That's, the whole thing has been kind of a stunner. And when you consider, you know, here's a guy that's been trying to kind of get his life back in order. And then the whole – have you talked all about how this story broke originally? It was on a Twitter account from Jerry Fraley of the Dallas Morning News, and apparently was a false account that actually broke the story of his dying, passing like 12 hours or something before he actually died.
Really?
It's stunning.
Yeah.
The stuff that's out there.
Twitter's
well,
got to stop.
Should
be Twitter,
shut down. Stop. Twitter is a little scary right now.
Well, I think that's why the usership has gone down. is because I think there's a lot of that, and people are getting people that really want to use it, I think, are getting frustrated.
It's scary. And why somebody would want to do this to a very – do you guys know Jerry at all?
No.
Dallas
no,
Morning News?
No.
He's an outstanding writer. He's covered mostly baseball in his career, but he's been in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for, gosh, 30 years probably. Close to it anyway. And, you know, here's a guy that hardly even knows probably what a Twitter is.
Right.
Even though he does have an account, it's just that was not his account, but somebody linked to his stories and blah, blah. Why they would have it out for this guy who doesn't really even cover the NFL is beyond me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some sick people out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so that kind of bothered me, and I'll jump into that a little bit. And then, you know, I also... I'm kind of interested to see the whole Vinny Serrato thing break down with Washington, you know, because he came in with such ballyhoo and fanfare and yada yada and being of this personnel
guy. That
was
one of our combine impressions. Yeah. 2 years ago.
Who
when
doesn't
he first
think,
came
though? Who doesn't think that there are more moves to come in Washington?
Well, the rumor is that Mike Shanahan's going to be their head coach.
Well, that's probably why he's stepping down, because Shanahan wants total and complete autonomy.
But then they hired Bruce Allen. Why would you do that?
Well, maybe. They think they can work together.
Yeah. Or they're going to hire John Gruden, who works already with Bruce
Allen
in the past.
That's true. It could be.
Maybe. Yeah. So it's very intriguing in Washington as well. So a couple of outside the Patriot realm of things. And we are scheduled. We're not entirely certain, but I'm going to spill the beans here, Doc, okay? Dan Dierdorf at some point in time.
Oh, the German tackle.
He's German tackle.
We'll have to ask him about that.
Achtung!
Yeah. All right. All right, so that's Playbook coming up. And, of course, B-Low and the Fantasy Breakdown is coming up at 4.
Lowdown.
As for us, we'll see you next Tuesday.